breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump is putting Iran on notice. He's threatening to blow up Iran's massive South Pars natural gas field if it doesn't stop attacking Qatar. Israel attacked the Iranian natural gas field yesterday. Mr. Trump says the U.S. was not involved in that.
Iran is intensifying its attacks on its Gulf neighbor's energy infrastructure as it hits back following an Israeli strike on its main natural gas field. Thursday's strikes set Qatari liquefied natural gas facilities and two Kuwaiti oil refineries ablaze, and the United Arab Emirates has shut down one of its gas operations. Iran also hit a Saudi refinery on the Red Sea, marking a major escalation in the Mideast war that's sent global fuel prices soaring. The price of Brent crude oil, the international standard, is now up more than 57% since Israel and the U.S. started the war on February 28. I'm Charles Villadesmo.
And at this morning's Pentagon briefing, War Secretary Hegseth said there's no way under President Trump's leadership that the U.S. is going to get dragged into another forever war.
A dishonest and anti-Trump press will stop at nothing. We know this at this point. To downplay progress, amplify every cost, and call into question every step. Sadly, TDS is in their DNA. They want President Trump to fail. But you, the American people, no better.
The president predicts the war will end sooner rather than later. He says energy prices will then drop like a rock. No relief yet from the late winter heat wave. It's gripping the Southwest, and forecasters say it could get even hotter this upcoming weekend. Watching Wall Street, Dow futures down 307 points. The Nasdaq futures off 211 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Health insurance rates are surging in America, leaving millions without affordable options. If you're sick of having paychecks eaten up by healthcare costs or dealing with mega corporations, then listen to this. Christians don't need to waste money on a broken system. That's why I want to tell you about Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's an alternative to traditional health insurance at half the cost. With CHM, fellow believers contribute monthly to help pay each other's medical bills. There's no enrollment period, so you can join anytime. And you aren't restricted to provider networks, so you choose the doctors and hospitals you want. It's that simple. CHM is not insurance. It's a ministry that puts faith into action. Feel the difference of financial support and biblical care from fellow believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
Good morning. It's 9:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Baltimore residents attended a community town hall hosted by Ivan Bates on Wednesday evening. The solutions-packed meeting covered public safety issues, including juvenile crime and the problems involving smoke shops. Juvenile Services Secretary Betsy Fox Tolentino says the agency has seen reductions in some key areas, and while there's work to be done, the progress is encouraging. After hearing concerns about smoke shops, Alcohol, Tobacco, and Cannabis Commission Executive Director Jeffrey Kelly said the state has stepped up enforcement after closing a loophole on sales of THC products, especially those marketed to kids. A 19-year-old Anne Arundel County man has pleaded guilty to the 2025 killing of a garden center owner in Davidsonville. Jonah Poole admitted to murdering 67-year-old Stephen Koza, who was the owner of Tropic Bay Aquatic Garden Center. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
Hi, this is Sean Casey. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. For years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. Now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. During fall weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather is changing, and now's the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carol's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Birds were back in action yesterday in Dunedin, Florida, taking on the Jays as Jeremiah Jackson continued his push for a roster spot.
Driven to the opposite field to right center, and it's gone. Jeremiah Jackson takes a 2-2 pitch the other way, and it is 3-1 Orioles.
Dan Shulman had the call on MLB TV. Jackson, starting at second base yesterday, hits his first home run of the spring, and it was the difference in a 3-2 win over the Jays. That final infield spot with four games remaining still up for grabs. Meanwhile, the Caps were on home ice last night. Playoff chances dimming, taking on the Senators.
Rasmus Sandin with a pull-up. Carroll score! Ovechkin breaks the ice at home.
Joe B. had the call on Monumental. Ovi's goal coming at the 8-minute mark of the second, leading the Caps to a 4-1 win over the Sens. Number 922 on the career for the Grade 8. 999 if you count his playoff goals. And here's a newsflash. The goal made even more history. Ovi joining Gordie Howe was the only players in NHL history with as many as 20 seasons with 25 or more goals. Coming up in 30 minutes, who's left for the Ravens to pursue? And that is Stein on Sports.
Annapolis is crumbling and taking your hard-earned dollars with it. Westmore and the Democrats are destroying our economy, driving up energy prices, prioritizing criminals over victims, and destroying our communities. I'm Shirai Youssefi, and I'm running for delegate in Harford County because we need fighters in Annapolis who will hold Westmore and the Democrats accountable. I'm Shirai Youssefi, and as your delegate, I will fight for policies that prioritize fiscal responsibility, affordability, public safety, and investment in our communities. Vote Shirai Youssefi for delegate on June 23rd, 2026, and visit YousefiForDelegate.com for more information. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Shirai Youssefi, Treasurer Andrew Horvath.
Your Fox 45 forecast. It is time to warm up today. Mostly sunny with highs headed for the low 50s. Tonight, temperatures will fall back into the upper 30s, turning mostly cloudy on Friday, but even milder with highs near 60. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Plasic Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Thursday. I was just saying on the live here, don't forget we're live 9 a.m. to 9:30 on X, Facebook, and Rumble. I was just saying on the live, I don't know what it is. I feel very just like drained today. I don't know what it is. Maybe my body is just anticipating the warm weather. We're just ready to get there. I hope so. I hope so. A little bit of good news, though. I don't know if you guys saw, the cherry blossoms are out in full force in D.C. already. If you're one of those people that like to go down to the cherry blossom parade, get ready, because there's some pictures I've been seeing. Everything looks absolutely beautiful down there, as it always does. D.C. is, you have to admit, it's a beautiful city. A beautiful city. We got lots to talk about today. Of course, as I was sitting here with Sean Casey, I was telling him about, you know, the fact that I actually sat down and watched a little bit of Tucker Carlson's interview last night with Joe Kent. Yes, the Joe Kent that had a very viral resignation. And I posted about this actually on X yesterday because I went back to look at his resignation letter again after the show, after we kind of went through it, just because sometimes I like to look at some of these things. And I'm like, I wonder if there's a way to read between the lines here, because there were a lot of rumors at that point in time about him possibly being a leaker, right? Now, of course, we've got more updates on that, and I'll get to that in just a second. But I was reading between the lines, and then I realized on X alone, his resignation letter had 90 million views. That is a reach that is unheard of, okay? And we're talking about not a video. We're talking about a screenshot, right? Just a post of his resignation letter. 90 million views. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. But that is, I guess, how important this conversation is. Because remember, Joe Kent resigned saying that there was no imminent threat from Iran. We did not need to go to war. We did not need to attack Iran. Many people disagree on that. I did see some polling numbers from CNN online where it said MAGA Republicans are 100% at this point behind President Trump and the decisions he's currently making. And you just have, you really have a lot of people on social media. And I would say, you know, a good, you know, maybe 15% of the population that don't believe that we should be there and be in this position. But for the most part, the majority, do believe that. But when you're on X, it's a whole different conversation with Republicans. X is totally different. I tell people all the time, you know, when you're posting on these different platforms, you can tell X, very negative, lots of people very miserable. This is just my observation. They're always angry and upset and having a hard time. Whereas Facebook, it's a little more family oriented. You know, people do post politics, but everyone's not as angry there. And then on Instagram, I don't see the anger as much, but sometimes you'll see in the comment section, you know, people post a lot of pictures and videos, obviously, there. And you have people in the comments that try to put others down, you know, for their appearance or just nonsense that you don't really care about. But X is a whole different beast, right? And so we're going to get into this in just a bit here, but I wanted to talk about also, you know, a few days ago, over the weekend, I guess it was, Tucker Carlson made this revelation, this confession to everybody, and said that he believed that he had a good source telling him that the CIA was actually intercepting his text messages and reading them. And I saw, you know, I started to put two and two together, and maybe I'm totally wrong on this, and we'll have that conversation. But, you know, Joe Kent, as soon as he resigned, I think within the hour or so, Tucker Carlson was already telling everybody that he was going to be on his podcast. I thought, well, that's interesting. Maybe Tucker Carlson had a heads up. And that's not anything new, right? In D.C., tight circles, you know, it is what it is. He could have been talking to Tucker, saying, hey, I'm thinking about resigning. I'm thinking about, you know, saying this in my resignation letter. I see nothing wrong with that, honestly. You know, sometimes you reach out to friends that are like-minded. But he was on, he made the announcement about Joe Kent coming on his show. And now we find out that Joe Kent is under investigation. I kind of wonder, was it Joe Kent? Was Joe Kent the source for Tucker Carlson when he said, you know, I have a good source that the CIA is intercepting my text messages? I don't know, but I've been trying to kind of figure this all out in my head, all right? Obviously, not a lot of room in my head. I will be the first to admit, right, not the sharpest tool in the shed. But, you know, I'm kind of trying to line it all up because even some of the things that Joe Kent talked about on the podcast, very interesting indeed, and also things that I've heard Tucker say, you know, in the past couple weeks. So we'll get into that. We also have lots of local stories. Mayor Brandon Scott did answer questions in regards to Monzi, Mayor's Office of Neighborhood Safety Engagement. We know that they're now being investigated for fraud thanks to the OIG, right, the Inspector General, Isabel Cumming. This has always been just quite the conversation because, according to Mayor Brandon Scott, at this point in time, you know, now that the OIG report has dropped and there is clear and obvious evidence of fraud, now Mayor Brandon Scott is saying that really he and Monzi are the true victims in all this. Of course they are. Of course they are. But I'm not too surprised. I wasn't shocked that that was his response, because if you ever listen to Mayor Scott, he's always the victim in some way, right? He'll tell you he's always the victim. It's wild. And I think in his own personal life, he plays the victim, which is why he constantly talks about race. I do believe that. I think that he has a major chip on his shoulder, and he believes as a black man in America that he is oppressed and that he has, you know, had a tough life, even though he is the mayor of a major metropolitan city. I don't know how they do that, but they do that, right? Same thing with Barack Obama. Barack Obama, Michelle Obama, they're so oppressed. Yet Barack Obama was a two-term president. And now they have this beautiful estate in Martha's Vineyard, but they're still very oppressed, don't you know? Don't get that twisted. Their lives are still extremely difficult. Anyways, we'll talk about that. We'll also talk to Tory Snow about his latest op-ed in the Baltimore Sun. That will be at 10 o'clock. And then I get to play my favorite audio again, the Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego? Because the 11 o'clock hour, we're going to talk about the Enoch Pratt Library's new director, and then also a few librarians that have been decided to jet set across the world on the donations that went into the Enoch Pratt Library system. It is a very, very strange story. And honestly, I don't think we would have known about this if there wasn't a whistleblower that came forward. It's one of those things. Like, this was a very internal situation. You've got donations coming into the library. You know, I don't know how many people are checking up on the donations coming into the library, right? You wouldn't think that anything nefarious was going on there, but we're going to talk about this at 11 o'clock hour. Apparently, they've been going to China and all these other different countries, you know, to check out other libraries. Yes. It's a wild story. We're going to get into that at 11 o'clock hour. Then also, Mamdani, he's always putting out these treats on social media. He has a new housing plan that I want to share with you. But it is. It's total socialism. And you will identify that immediately. But I just want you to take a listen to that at 11 o'clock hour, because there are many people, young people, that do not realize that's what he's doing. And it's fascinating to watch. But I said online, I said, you know what? I could see how young people are duped by some of the things that he's saying, because I don't think that they are homeowners. I don't think that they've ever owned a business. I don't think they've ever signed a payroll check. I don't think they've had any of that life experience to understand this is not how it works. And so I'm giving them, you know, that leeway, because I don't think people under 30 years old, I don't think they truly get it. And so we're going to have that conversation. I think that there are so many young people today that could not identify what socialism looks like. And that might be our problem. All right. So we'll get into all that real quick. Let's get back to Joe Kent if we could. So Laura Ingraham on Fox News broke this news yesterday. And so I want you to take a listen.
Sources are saying that Joe Kent, the former director of the United States National Counterterror Center, this is from Semaphore, he just resigned. He's now under FBI investigation for allegedly leaking classified information. And the investigation predates his departure. Congressman, your reaction to that tonight? Wow.
Well, there's a lot there, and I think that we need to let this investigation play out, but we shouldn't tolerate any leakers in the administration, particularly regarding classified national security interests and information. So we'll let this play out and see where it goes. But if he was leaking, he ought to be held accountable just like anybody else would be.
Well, 5 minutes ago, he seemed to think that Iran was a big threat, and suddenly that threat went away. It was very odd. Congressman, thank you very much.
All right. Now, as Laura Ingraham speaking to Congressman Brandon Gill out of Texas, we know he just recently won his primary, so he'll still be there on Capitol Hill. And don't forget, he's married to Danielle, well, now Danielle Gill, but it used to be Danielle D'Souza, Dinesh D'Souza's daughter. And they make a great team. They make a great team. So always happy to see Brandon Gill out there fighting the good fight. But, you know, before the end of that clip, you heard Laura Ingraham say, well, you know, it was only 5 minutes ago that Joe Kent didn't think that Iran was a threat. And many of you were saying this yesterday, either texting in or calling into the show. And you were pointing out that Joe Kent had a lot of previous posts that talked about wanting to take on Iran, wanting to do something in regards to terrorism. And he did believe that Iran was a threat to the U.S. And when Laura Ingraham said 5 minutes ago, of course, I went back to see for myself, because you got to check these things out. But it does kind of seem like 5 minutes ago, because not even 8 months ago, Joe Kent was posting on X that he believed that Iran was a threat to the United States. So now people are, you know, of course, they're chatting and the rumor mill is going, and people are wondering, you know, is Joe Kent being paid? Has he been compromised? What is going on? Did he just have this epiphany? Now, I'm not one to rule out that somebody changes their mind. Okay, I'm not one to rule that out. I mean, we've sat here on the show. I think I told you guys, you know, how long, because again, I said before, I have nothing against the LGBTQ community. I have friends that are in the LGBTQ community. But my mind, my thoughts have evolved on the trans part of that community, right? And we've kind of sat back and talked about it. And, I said, look, you know what? My mind has changed on this situation, and I want to voice that. And so if anybody was looking at some of my posts from maybe 2 or 3 years ago, you would think that I supported the entire community, and I'm fine with it. But now, you know, I would say maybe about a year and a half ago is when I said, look, you know, when it comes to the trans community, I do think that there's a mental health crisis linked to the trans community. So this could have been a situation where Joe Kent had a change of heart and a change of mind. But, you know, it is very interesting to say the least, right? It is very interesting, and I want to get your thoughts on it. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680, if I could. Because, of course, last night, you had Joe Kent sit down with Tucker Carlson for an interview. And as I mentioned, this interview was lined up, you know, lickety-split, right? It was lined up very quickly, and a lot of people were wondering, okay, did they have this coordinated? Like I said, if they did have it coordinated, I don't see a ton wrong with that, okay? Tucker Carlson is a very popular guy. Joe Kent goes to resign. He probably wants the biggest platform possible to answer any questions surrounding the resignation. I don't see it as a big deal, right? And when somebody goes on Fox News right after they resign, or Newsmax, like, you know, you do. You try to get out there and put out your commentary before the White House or anybody else says much about it. But at that point, we had already heard from Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt that she heard through a source that Joe Kent was being investigated for being a possible leaker. That was then confirmed on Laura Ingraham last night by another source. And so now he is apparently under investigation. The reason I say allegedly is because the FBI has not come forward and confirmed or denied. So we still have to wait from the source itself. But you know what? I do think about this. And I do think about the fact that there's obviously a relationship there between Joe Kent and Tucker Carlson. Tucker Carlson says, my texts are being read by the CIA. You had Laura Loomer online saying that Tucker Carlson believes he's under investigation. You know, you got to give respect where it's due here, because Laura Loomer is really tied into the administration more so than I ever imagined that she was. Apparently, she and President Trump talk on the phone all the time. And she has been posting about Joe Kent since he posted his resignation letter, saying that he's not who you think he is. And so, you know, when you read stuff like that, or you're thinking, all right, I guess there's more to come, but you're not going to jump on it, you know, so I didn't mention it yesterday. But now that, you know, all of this has come out about the investigation, I wonder if Joe Kent was Tucker Carlson's source on, you know, the CIA possibly reading his text messages. Because now that would make sense. Now that would make sense. And just so you know, Joe Kent, when he sat down, he said that he was also barred from helping with the investigation into Charlie Kirk's assassination. When we get back, I'm going to get into those quotes that he had on in regards to that. Now, he works for counterterrorism. I don't necessarily know if he would have been tapped to even be on an investigation like that right out of the gate. I don't know. So, you know, there could be some word salad there. So when we get back, we'll talk about that. If you want to weigh in, of course you can. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680.
Now, here's the Mangione Minute.
Citizens are rightly concerned by the lack of financial oversight in Maryland. The money governments use comes from the taxpayers. Every level of government, local, state, and federal, needs independent oversight to provide accountability for the use of public funds. Yet, Governor Moore, Brandon Scott, and Kathy Klausmeier continue to fight for limitations on the independence of inspector generals. The Maryland General Assembly refuses to authorize an empowered inspector general to review Baltimore County's school spending. This is wrong. Taxpayers deserve accountability and independent oversight. The Democrats are wrong in their approach to transparency, and this needs to change now. Government works best when it's accountable, transparent, and mindful that taxpayers provide the money to operate. This is a message the Democrats refuse to learn, and it is a disservice to Maryland.
Listen for the Mangione Minute every week on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
If you've been hurt because someone else was careless, you deserve answers and, of course, compensation. I'm JB the Ouch Guy, and with me, you pay nothing unless we win your case. No upfront fees, no risk, just results. Call 877-OUCH-911 today. Ouch Guy is on your side. Ouch Guy is Yehoshua Beer.
Looking for smart financial insight? Tune into On the Money with Gil Kuda. Hear strategies, market insight, and investment guidance for today's investors. On the Money with Gil Kuda. Saturdays from 1 to 2 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The Sean Hannity Show.
We have to remember that Trump is the guy who ushered in the era of fake news.
They are the ones that peddled the phony news. The irony of all of it is none of these people have come to the realization yet that legacy media died. And it is dead. It is gone. It is buried.
John Hannity, weekdays 3 to 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
My heart's never smiled. All right. Good morning. Good morning. We're talking about Joe Kent. And yes, it's now alleged that he is, in fact, under investigation for being a possible leaker. And of course, there's many people saying that he resigned before he got fired. You know, it's like one of those things. Like, you can't fire me. I quit. You know, they're saying this is one of those things. And he did go on Tucker Carlson last night, and he did reveal a couple of different things that, of course, are making its way across social media. And I will say this: it's hard to discern what is true and what is false, especially today. And we've talked about this 100 times, but there's now this thing on social media and the podcasting world, and I've been subjected to this as well. It's just like, you know, people, they can imply certain things without any credible proof. And because they're not actual journalists, and, you know, and because they're opinion people, like kind of like myself here on WCBM, they can push all these things out. And so if, you know, there's really no way to fact check some of these things, because Joe Kent, this is an example of it, Joe Kent talked about Charlie Kirk on Tucker Carlson's podcast yesterday. And I thought that it was interesting. There was a couple things. I wanted to give you at least this piece of it. Joe Kent says he was blocked from investigating the assassination of Charlie Kirk, says the last thing Charlie told him was to stop the U.S. from getting into a war with Iran. This is the quote from Joe Kent on Tucker Carlson. He said, the investigation that the National Counterterrorism Center was a part of, we were stopped from continuing to investigate. He says there was still a lot for us to look into, and I can't really get into it, but there was still linkage for us to investigate that we needed to run down. Okay, so when you hear his quotes here, he's very careful at choosing his words. And again, this is what people do sometimes on social media, and that's why you've got to use your own discernment here, because he's very careful. You know, when he says that I can't really get into it, of course, that then absolves him from saying really too much, right? And he's basically saying to you, well, you know, and you believe this because it's like, all right, well, still an open investigation. Tyler Robinson, who's going to be on trial, he hasn't gone to trial yet. You know, there's all these things that possibly he shouldn't, you know, talk about because, of course, the situation is currently in the court system. And so he's allowed to leave it at that, even though you need more information to confirm what he's saying is actually true. But he just basically allowed him a way out. And there was an exit strategy, even though he dropped that little nugget. The other piece of this is saying that Charlie told him to stop the U.S. from getting into war with Iran. Now, he's saying that he had this conversation with Charlie Kirk at the White House in the West Wing, and that they were the only ones standing there. So there's no way to confirm, you know, whether or not that conversation even took place and what was said in that conversation, because the other party here is no longer with us. You see, so there's these things where you're looking at it, and it's like, you know, he was so careful with the way he chose those words in that moment with Tucker Carlson. And of course, Tucker, there's no pushback because this is kind of feeding into what Tucker has been talking about on his podcast for the last few months. So there's a lot here, and it's unfortunate because we live in this world now where you get pieces of the story, and a lot of it could have no fact to it at all. But here it is, this thing, of course, this clip has gone viral with him talking about it. And right now, sitting on Tucker Carlson's podcast, over 26 million views just overnight. Over 26 million people have heard and saw that clip just overnight. Whether it's true or not, we have no idea. We have no idea. Now, Dan Bongino's up early. He's already posted. Dan Bongino said about an hour ago, Joe Kent has disgraced himself. Joe is lying to advance personal grievance agenda. Joe is a liar, and that is a fact. That was Dan Bongino an hour ago. Now, you can say the same thing on Dan's end, right? How do we know that he... How do we know? We don't know. There's no way to check it. No way to check it whatsoever. Well, anyways, I'll leave it right there for now. If you have text messages, I'll see those when we get back from break, and I'll read those live on air. I do, when we get back, I do want to get into the question of the day. It has to do with the elections, actually, the Save America Act, which many senators have been discussing on the Senate floor in the chambers yesterday, including Maryland's own Senator Chris Van Hollen. He's very theatrical. I can't tell who's the better actor. Is it Chris Van Hollen or Wes Moore? I don't know. They're going to have like an act-off or something, you know, kind of like a rap battle, but acting. Stay right there.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump is threatening Iran with dire consequences if it launches more attacks on a liquefied natural gas facility in Qatar. The president's threat follows an Israeli strike on Iran's South Pars gas field and Iran's response to that attack. Oil prices continue to rise. International prices briefly touched $119 per barrel this morning. That's fueling an ongoing increase in gasoline prices here at home and abroad. Prices in the U.S. nationally averaging 4 cents a gallon more this morning than yesterday. Democrats' refusal to fund the Transportation Security Administration is seriously snarling air travel, as airport screeners who are not getting paid are not showing up for work. The opening bell just sounding on Wall Street now. Stocks starting off the day sharply lower. More details, srnnews.com.
Why does Progressive work hard for truckers? Because truckers unite the world. Truckers unite soccer moms and oranges. Truckers unite unbelievably scratchy carpets with two-star hotels. Truckers unite capes with adults who watch too many wizard movies. But truckers can't do any of this if they're not on the road. That's why Progressive has over 360 heavy truck claims reps to help you get back on the road fast. Get a quote in as little as 8 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
It's tax season, and by now, I know you're a bit tired of the numbers, but here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats that you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist is going to fix it. Save up to 40% off your first year with the promo code BECK. 1-800-LIFELOCK or LifeLock.com. Terms do apply.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
As Tylan Wallace becomes the 12th Raven free agent to walk out the door, the question is who's coming in? Or better, who's still left? GM Eric DaCosta says he's still in pursuit.
I think the hunt goes on, and we are super excited about this team, where we're headed. A lot of opportunities today, tomorrow, this coming weekend.
Targets at edge rushers should they decide to pair up with Hendrickson include Joey Bosa, Von Miller, and Cameron Jordan. D-line help, in case Nnamdi Matabike can't come back, could come in the form of DJ Reader or Larry Ogunjobi. O's news, the team heads to Tampa today to take on the Yanks at 105, with Dean Kramer taking the ball. Yesterday, the Birds took care of the Jays with a bubble pitcher stating his case.
Swing and a miss, and Suarez gets it with a high fastball. And Suarez will get him. Back-to-back Ks to begin the bottom of the first.
Ruthlessly for those teams.
And Albert Suarez gets Kirk, and he just struck out the side.
Dan Schulman had the call on MLB TV. The 36-year-old former first-round draft pick spinning it. 5 Ks in 4 innings pitch. 1 run as the Birds down the Jays. 3-2 was the final. Now, the buzz among the Orioles yesterday was the fact that Gunnar Henderson wasn't in the starting lineup when Venezuela beat Team USA in the WBC. For his part, Gunnar demurred when he was asked the question himself, but told field reporter Danielle Pitts how proud he was to wear the jersey and who he was playing for.
Those who served and serving currently, and then also my grandfather, he passed away about a month ago, so playing for him, and this whole season's for him.
And finally, soccer history made last night in Fort Lauderdale.
Aguilon is there, cutting it back in. Lionel Messi looking for a shot. It scores! Lionel Messi, the 900th goal of his illustrious career.
call on the Fox Soccer Channel, Messi joining Cristiano Ronaldo as the only male players to accomplish 900 in soccer history, Ronaldo with 965. And a sidebar here, Pelé is recognized by the Guinness World Record Book for scoring a total of 1,279 goals in his career. But that includes friendlies and exhibition matches. His official competitive tally is 778. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Grade 8 does it again. And that is Time on Sports.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Your Fox 45 forecast, it is finally time to warm up today. Mostly sunny with highs headed for the low 50s. Tonight, temperatures fall back into the upper 30s, turning mostly cloudy on Friday as we kick off spring, but even warmer with highs near 60 degrees. And this warming trend will continue into the weekend with highs in the mid and upper 60s. We've got a chance for a few showers late Friday into early Saturday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680. WCBM.
Are you struggling with hearing loss? Do friends and family complain that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to repeat themselves? If you want to hear clearly again but don't want a bulky hearing aid that makes you look old, you need to try Atom X by Audion Hearing. The Atom X is a life-changing breakthrough, precisely designed by top audio engineers. Fits comfortably in your ear, is nearly invisible, and lets you adjust your sound so you can hear conversations clearly. At home, at dinner, or on the go. And right now, you can try the Atom X risk-free for 45 days. Call Audion Hearing now at 800-741-HEAR. That's H-E-A-R for a 45-day risk-free home trial with free shipping and money-back guarantee. The Atom X is lightweight, rechargeable, practically invisible, and costs 90% less than prescription hearing aids. Don't miss out. Call 800-741-HEAR for complete details. That's 800-741-4327. Hearing for everyone. Audion Hearing.
From Coggeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
All right, we're wrapping up the conversation about Joe Kent. I know we talked about him yesterday, his resignation. Counterterrorism, that was his job in the Trump administration. And he revealed on Tucker Carlson's show that he was barred from looking into Charlie Kirk's assassination investigation. And I look at that and I did kind of comment and I said, I just wonder, when did they ask? What was the conversation with the FBI? Because if you read between the lines, he was saying that they were somewhat on the investigation, but then they were barred from moving forward. And then it's kind of like, all right, well, they're not going to hand just everybody and anybody in the administration, files on the assassination. I mean, some of this, I would think that you would have to be privy to the information, and if they felt like. If the FBI got to a point where they felt like it was not an act of terrorism and that they believed that Tyler Robinson truly was the assassin, and again, his parents, his own mother does not even deny this, ladies and gentlemen. His own mother doesn't deny it. Then possibly the FBI at that point decided that they didn't need a counterterrorism investigation. But you see, he doesn't go further because then he gets out of there. Just like I said, he's an exit strategy. He goes, well, I can't get into any more of this. It's like, well, actually, we need you to get into more of this, okay? We need a little bit of context. You ever see those memes online? Please, just a drop of context, please. Please, sir. I mean, it's like, dude, we need a little more than that. And then I just saw online here. They're now posting a clip. I guess this came out 6 hours ago. I'm behind the ball. Look at me. Footage of Joe Kent expressing why Iran was an enemy and threat to the United States on the Sean Ryan show. So Sean Ryan's podcast just 3 months ago is now going viral. So just 3 months ago, you have Joe Kent on a podcast saying that Iran is the enemy and a threat to the U.S. And now he's saying that there was no imminent threat. So again, this is, it's all very confusing. You know what? We're just the public funding all of this. We're not privy to all this information. And that's the sad part, right? It's like, dude, you would think that we would have more information than this. Obviously, not everything we're going to have it from, answers to, but we should have more information than some of the things that we're hearing. All right. So I do want to go to the text line here just to make sure I don't miss any of your text messages before we move on to local stories. As Scott in Westminster said, Kim, the CIA is the only government agency that listens to the American people. Yeah. Yeah, Scott, I just wonder who is Tucker's source on that? Now, some people believe that Tucker could be fibbing in all this. I'm not going to say that he's fibbing. I don't know. I feel like Tucker has enough time in journalism. I mean, before Fox News, remember, he's had quite the career. I can't imagine him lying about something like this. But you know what? I guess anything's possible. Let's see. Karen from Eastern Shore. She says she's talking about the website here. Karen, thank you for that. I will get that over to our marketing manager. I guess it is very hard because, you know, when it comes to the website, that's going to be updated like every, probably 6 minutes. I don't know. but I appreciate you guys letting us know. So if you ever see something wrong, definitely send it over in the text line and then we'll get over it. We'll get to it as soon as possible. We'll see. I've got Joe from B-More. Joe, you've had a lot of time these days, Joe. You've been texting me a lot lately. Joe says, good morning, Kim. Tulsi Gabbard testified yesterday that after the bombing of Iran's nuclear facilities, their government did not attempt to restore their nuclear capabilities. Supporting the majority of the intelligence community's assessment of Iran's capabilities, as well as contradicting, the White House's lies of an imminent threat of nuclear weapons from Iran. I did see that too, Joe. I would assume that Caroline Leavitt and Trump will probably address that in the press conference, the press briefing today at the White House. I did see where Tulsi said that. Now, I will say that's not the first time Tulsi has said that. Remember, she did an interview right after the attack began saying something similar. So we'll see, Joe, what happens there. OK, but yes, you're right. That is what she said. Let's see. The texter says, Kim, don't talk down about yourself, not even when you're joking. I know. You know what, texter? I know. My mom used to tell me the same thing. I guess some things you just can laugh at. You know, there's just things I know that are just, little quirks about myself, or even just some of the things that are more weaknesses than strengths. Like, you know, Brian, the producer, he teases me about not being able to cook. That's funny, because I can't. I cannot. You can ask my 9-year-old daughter. I cannot do it. I've tried many times. It just doesn't work out. Let's see. I got a couple of text messages here about Mayor Scott's story, so we'll get into that in just a second. Real quick, if you go to WCBM.com, you can see our poll question of the day. And let's see. Poll question of the day brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. And this has to do with the Save America Act. And we'll get into that in the next hour, by the way. And the question is simple. Those that oppose the Save America Act say many people do not have access to their birth certificates. Do you? Yes or no? Do you? Do you have access to your birth certificate? Because again, and we'll get into this, like I said, because Senator Chris Van Hollen, so many others, they were, screaming on the Senate floor yesterday that people just don't have access to their birth certificates. So they're denying the fact that over 80% of Americans want voter ID. But they're saying that, these people don't know any better, right? They don't know what's good for them because they don't have access to their birth certificates. So it's just a basic question, just yes or no. Do you have access to your birth certificate? I've never had an issue with, with my birth certificate, but I guess there's a possibility. I will say, real quick, I will say, there was a time where I did not know where my birth certificate was, and I ended up calling my mom. Obviously, this is a while ago, but I called my mom. I said, Mom, do you have my birth certificate? That's how Olivia teased me because how I talked to my mom. I need to do better. I was like, Ma, do you have my... Do you have my birth certificate? What do you have down there, right? She goes, no, Kimberly, you're a grown woman. So anyways, I then had to go and I had to request... I went through the process and just got two new copies of my birth certificate. It wasn't that hard. It took me maybe 20 minutes to request it, and then they actually ended up FedExing it to me. And there's many different options. I mean, you can have it overnighted to you if you want it. But it wasn't hard to do. But anyways, I wanted to ask you about it. Do you have a problem accessing your birth certificate? Because maybe I'm missing something. Maybe this is more of a prevalent, situation than I thought it was. I guess, I don't want to guess. I want you to take the poll. Again, WCBM.com, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Those that oppose the Save America Act say many people do not have access to their birth certificate. Do you? Let's see. It looks like I got my friend Raymond on the phone. We'll go to Raymond. Hey, Raymond, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm on the machine.
Oh, good, good. Yes, that one day you did scare me, by the way, but I will get over that. Raymond, do you have access to your birth certificate?
Yes, ma'am. I sure did. I went and I needed, when I got remarried, I had to get a copy of my birth certificate, and I ended up getting a Social Security card because my card was a mess. I couldn't read it anymore. Of course, I'd never be able to read it with my bad eyesight anyway.
Yeah.
And they think that the Democrats think that people are so stupid, and that's an insult.
No, it is an insult. So when you got your birth certificate, because for me, I had to get another one, and it was pretty easy. Was it fairly easy for you?
It sure was. And the staff were very helpful at helping me get it.
Yeah.
And I even have a passport.
Okay.
When we went overseas, I got my passport, so I could even use that if I wanted to.
Right, right. Yeah. And I did see the numbers on that. I guess not a lot of Americans, supposedly, and I'll trust the number, not a lot of Americans have a passport. But I think when it comes to the access, I don't think it's that hard to get a passport, just like it's not that hard to get a birth certificate.
No, it isn't.
Yeah.
And they spread these stupid lies and say that, well, they're really trying to say is the general public is so incompetent, they can't even pee without permission.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's how they treat people for sure when it fits their narrative. Raymond, thank you so much. I hope you have a great weekend.
One more thing before I go.
Yep, go ahead.
There were six Republicans that voted with the Senate here in Maryland about passing this bill. And I think we need to go to legislative services and find out which ones voted with the Democrats and then work hard to get them out of office.
Which bill are you referring to, Raymond?
The, now I can't think of it. My brain's running.
Was it?
I think it was the Senate budget.
Okay, I was going to say, was it the Utility Act? Okay.
Yeah, and we really need to work hard to get them out because they're not doing anything to help us. If anything, they're kicking it, sticking it to us.
Yeah, yeah.
With the cracks, and we really got to get them out.
No, you're right. I think they said that we might, that's a big might, save $150 a year, which, again, is not a whole lot. And, again, it's a huge might. It might not happen. Raymond, thank you so much. I hope you have a great weekend.
You too. Take it easy.
Thank you. You too. Thank you. I got Bill in Woodlawn. Bill, is it hard to get your birth certificate?
No, I actually got a funny story about it.
All right, let us know.
Okay, I was born in 1956. I have my original birth certificate from 1956. I took it up to the DMV, motor vehicles up in Westminster, because what was that, real license or whatever we had to do?
Oh, the real ID, yeah.
Yeah, the real ID. Well, I went in there, and they said, well, we don't recognize this. We can't accept it. I'm like, wait a minute. I'm 60-some years old. I got into the Army, school. You know, I had a job with a, you know, high-security job. And you can't accept it? They said, no, we can't. So I drove up the road.
Wait, Bill. Why couldn't they accept it?
They said they didn't recognize it.
Oh, wow.
It was so different. Like I said, this is 1956. This is a 60-some-year-old. I mean, it was in good shape and all.
Just vintage.
They didn't recognize it. They couldn't accept it. So this is Westminster. So I drove up to the county seat, the Department of Vital Records, walked right in, got two brand-new copies. It took maybe a half hour or so. Drove right back to the MVA, handed them that, got my license.
So it was that easy? You just went to go get a new copy? Okay.
Yeah, it was that easy. I had to go up and get a birth certificate for my grandson so he could just... Now, he doesn't drive, but I wanted to get him an ID card.
Right.
Same thing. Walked in, bang, we got it.
Nice.
It's not much.
Nice. Well, Bill, thank you so much. So those that are listening, in case they have an older version of the birth certificate, maybe they'll skip that step of going down and just go get the new copy. So thank you for sharing.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Have a good one. See, so far, everyone's been able to easily get their birth certificate. I've got Leonard in Silver Spring. Leonard, how hard is it for you to get your birth certificate?
Well, it's not that difficult, but it, you know, there's a cost associated with it. You know, some people may not be able to absorb that cost. And,
wait a minute, Leonard. How much does it cost to get a copy of your birth certificate today?
For me, when I did it, I got it expedited. It was like $35, and that was like, gosh, maybe 10 years ago. I'm not sure. But the fact of the matter is, you know, the Save Act, you know, the government, my perspective is voting is a fundamental right embedded in the Constitution. I think the government needs to prove to me why I shouldn't be able to vote. You know, I've been voting since I was 18, almost whenever that was, many, many, many moons ago. And then all of a sudden, I need to now prove that I'm a U.S. citizen. That's crap. You know, I shouldn't have to go through those types of hoops. And remember the whole Real ID. It took 20 years for that to be fully implemented across all of our states. The Real ID Act, you know, all the costs associated that the states had to do in order to implement the Real ID. And originally, the government gave the states like a 3-year window, and it took 20 years for it to be implemented across all of them. So we expect the Save Act is going to be implemented and overnight. That's ridiculous. It's a clear tactic by the GOP to suppress votes.
Well, let me ask you this one, Leonard. If 86% of Americans say they do want voter ID and they do want to go through this process, should we not think about the majority wanting this?
So this is I don't have a problem with voter ID. I have a problem with the way that we implement voter ID. So if it's difficult, if you make it more difficult for a certain group of people to comply, then it's been designed to be that way.
So you would rather see that some help with the barriers or obstacles for some people that might not be able to do that.
If it didn't cost a citizen anything to get their ID, if a woman who was married,
well, here's where I'll push back just a little bit here, because here's where I'll push back a little bit, because we got through the barriers and obstacles fairly quickly during the COVID pandemic, right? They wanted everybody vaccinated. You had Dr. Fauci going along door to door with Mayor Bowser in D.C. They made sure that you could get your vaccination at the, you know, state fairgrounds and all these other places. Why can't we do that in this situation?
Well, the federal government was the driver
of the Save America Act.
So, but the problem is, Kent, the thing you kind of, some folks are missing, our elections are done by the state. The state does the election, not the federal government.
Well, Governor Larry Hogan, you know, in local jurisdictions, they were making sure people were vaccinated.
Yeah. I mean, certainly they were forcing people to do it. But, you know, I'm just looking at Real ID as an example. It took 20 years to do that. And, you know, that was basically, hey, prove if you're a citizen, prove who you are, bring a passport, bring an ID, bring some bills. How do the states secure that information? Yada, yada, yada. Now, certainly the framework.
So we could get somebody vaccinated basically overnight, but we can't make sure people have an ID overnight? You see what I'm saying? Like that, there would be more obstacles with the vaccination. Because just for an example, and I got to go to break here, but just for example, Leonard, I had actually go to my doctor, and he had to decide and actually had to write a note whether or not it was safe for me to even be vaccinated, considering all my other health issues. So it's like there were lots of obstacles that I had to jump through, and so did so many other people. I just feel like that this is kind of an excuse.
No, I don't think it's an excuse. I think before there was an impediment, because our country has a rich history of throwing up impediments to prevent people from voting, all the way back after slavery, the Reformation, women going. That's why we had the Voting Rights Act, and a lot of the states had to be pre-approved in order to make changes to their voting. And after the Supreme Court gutted it, that many of those states, like a laser beam, started to focus. focus on those communities that they didn't want to have, that they wanted their voices muted.
All right, so I will let you have the last word here, Leonard. I got to take a break, but I understand what you're saying there. I appreciate you. When we get back, we'll continue this conversation.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
The question is why? And this is where I get a little suspicious. You know, it's not that I'm against people having an open mind or changing their minds. I get it. A lot of people are looking for clicks and algorithms, which equals money in the podcast world, as I'm discovering. But I'm suspicious. How do you go from that very strong position of taking out their missile sites and so on and so forth to, you know, it was not an imminent threat. And then you have people that I trust and I believe, like Steve Witkoff, Dan Bongino, and other sources that I have that said, no, what they're telling you is true. This was an imminent threat. You're entitled not to believe them, but these are people that I've known forever. These are not people that I am suspect of.
Check out the Sean Hannity Radio Show later today, right here.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, big news coming out on silver right now. The U.S. just added silver to the critical minerals list. Now, what does that mean? Now, this is an important list of minerals that are considered crucial for the U.S. security and economic viability in this country. So when you buy silver to help protect your savings and you think it's a good investment, you're also buying a critical mineral that's needed for the U.S. and its economy to survive. And that's why I want you to reach out to my partners at Gold Co. They are the number one gold and silver company in the country. They have over 8,000 five-star reviews, and they have the best gold and silver offer in the business. So don't put it off. Don't ignore the facts. Get their free 2026 gold and silver kit from Gold Co. while you can, and you get up to 10% in bonus gold or silver while supplies last. Call them now, 855-815-GOLD, or just visit HannityGold.com. That's 855-815-G-O-L-D or HannityGold.com today.
High five! Up top!
Dave's company just got the 5-year price lock guarantee from Comcast Business.
Yeah!
It's 5 years of gig speed internet, advanced security, and a great rate that won't change. All from the company with 99.9% network reliability.
Heck yeah!
He hasn't given this many high fives since Deborah brought in her famous banana bread.
Yes!
The Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee. Powering 5 years of savings, powering possibilities.
And it's hurting, but I am not stopping. Woo!
For a limited time, now through March 29th, switch to Comcast Business to lock in your rate for 5 years and get a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Or ask how to get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Don't wait. Call today. Restrictions apply. New customers only. 1-year contract required for guaranteed rate. Paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account required. 5-year pricing applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees.
Car crash? Slip and fall? Workplace injury? Serious injuries mean serious bills. Before you talk to the insurance company, talk to me. I'm the Ouch Guy. I know Maryland law, and I know how to win. Call 877-OUCH-911. Ouch Guy is Baltimore strong. Ouch Guy is Yoshua Beer.
Hear the news, then talk about it at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day. Breaking news, stimulating talk, only on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, we'll get right to the phone calls here. Many of you guys would weigh in about the birth certificates, and I appreciate you. Let's see, I've got Marty in Pikesville. Marty, was it hard to get your birth certificate?
Yes, it was. It was very difficult, but mine also involves the universal driver's license that they had in Maryland, and I'm from Pittsburgh. So I applied to the vital records in Pittsburgh to get my birth certificate so that I could get my universal Maryland driver's license. And I applied. I went online. I filled out the application, and I put my money in there, the credit card, and I did not get a confirmation from the vital records when I signed off. Something's fishy. So I waited a week, called back, and found out that the Vital Records Department in Pennsylvania had been hacked.
Okay, so it was a hacking situation. All right. Okay.
So in other words, I didn't get my birth certificate, The client, and the, I said, well, anybody fixing it? He said, no, we can't fix it.
Oh, wow. So Pennsylvania has a serious issue.
Yeah. So I
well, Marty, I'm going to take a break.
Oh. Took care of everything. I faxed the information back to her.
Well, Marty,
and she sent it to me. So.
Well, good. I'm glad that you have it. We'll discuss when we get back. If you're taking a closer look at your financial future, now is the time to talk with someone you trust. Own a business and want to understand your valuation or start planning an exit strategy? Maybe you want a fresh set of eyes on your investment portfolio. That's where Tim Herb, financial advisor at RBC Wealth Management, comes in. Tim explains things clearly, helps you build a plan, giving you confidence and moving forward. Connect with Tim Herb, RBC Wealth Management. Take the next step toward a more secure financial future.
RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC. Registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA.
You may have thousands of dollars sitting around your home that you don't realize. The American Bullion Center will buy all of your unwanted jewelry, silverware, and coins. Talk to me, Rick Davis, the owner. I'm available Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. So let me help you turn your unwanted valuables into the cash that you can use and deserve today. Visit me at the American Bullion Center, 2334 York Road in Timonium, or call 410-825-2334. License 2528.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rex Thomason. Republican Senator Mark Wayne Mullen's nomination for Homeland Security Secretary now headed to the full Senate for consideration, having been advanced by a Senate committee a short time ago. The nomination, subject of an occasionally contentious confirmation hearing before the Homeland Security Committee just yesterday. If you fear the U.S. is getting dragged into another forever war, this time in the Mideast, War Secretary Hegseth says you can put those fears to rest.
Epic Fury is different. It's laser-focused. It's decisive. Our objectives, given directly from our America First president, remain exactly what they were on day one. These are not the media's objectives, not Iran's objectives, not new objectives, our objectives, unchanged, on target, and on plan.
In his morning Pentagon briefing, to quote Hegseth, today will be the largest strike package yet, just like yesterday was. He says our capabilities continue to build, Iran's continue to degrade. Operation Epic Fury is now 20 days old. President Trump threatens Iran with dire consequences if it launches more attacks on a liquefied natural gas facility in Qatar. The president's threat follows an Israeli strike on Iran's South Pars natural gas field and Iran's response. Oil prices continue to rise, fueling an ongoing increase in gasoline prices, both here at home and abroad. Brent crude nearing $115 per barrel. Gas prices now averaging $3.88 a gallon nationally, and that is up 4 cents from yesterday. Democrats' continuing refusal to fund the Transportation Security Administration seriously snarling air travel as airport screeners who are not getting paid are not showing up for work. The Dow down 215 points, NASDAQ off 142. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a health insurance alternative at half the cost. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. While insurance companies tell you when to join, what to pay, and where to go, CHM is different. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other Christians. You can enroll, switch programs, or leave at any time. Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a world of difference. CHM has four flexible programs. You can pick any certified doctor, surgeon, or hospital that you want for eligible care. So make the switch. Take your paycheck back from health insurance this year. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
Good morning. It's 10:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM
CBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Audiology Associates. Fox 45 reports that 8 people were injured when an MTA bus crashed into a car in Baltimore's Midtown Belvedere neighborhood on Thursday. Firefighters were notified of the collision shortly before 1:15 a.m., and that's when they were sent to the 100 block of East Preston Street, according to authorities. Fire officials said all of the crash victims were transported to local hospitals with injuries that ranged from minor to very serious. Baltimore residents attended a community town hall hosted by Ivan Bates on Wednesday evening. The Solutions Pact meeting covered public safety issues, including juvenile crime and the problems involving smoke shops. Juvenile Services Secretary Betsy Fox Tolentino says the agency has seen reductions in some key areas, and while there's work to be done, the progress is encouraging. After hearing concerns about smoke shops, Alcohol, Tobacco, and Cannabis Commission Executive Director Jeffrey Kelly said the state has stepped up enforcement. Steinelt Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Sego, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I would like to talk to you today about balance problems, also known as dizziness. One out of every 10 patients who visits their family doctor complains about dizziness. 25% of the time, balance problems are related to the ear. At Audiology Associates, we can not only diagnose the cause of your balance problems, but if it is appropriate, we can also provide a treatment plan. You need not be bothered by dizziness anymore. So call our main number at 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates, when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Birds were back in action yesterday in Dunedin, Florida, taking on the Jays as Jeremiah Jackson continued his push for a roster spot.
Driven to the opposite field to right center, and it's gone. Jeremiah Jackson takes a 2-2 pitch the other way, and it is 3-1 Orioles.
Dan Schulman had the call on MLB TV. Jackson, starting at second base yesterday, hits his first home run of the spring, and it was the difference in a 3-2 win over the Jays, that final infield spot with 4 games remaining still up for grabs. Meanwhile, the Caps were on home ice last night. Playoff chances dimming, taking on the Senators.
Rasmus Sandin, the pull-up. Carum, score! Ovechkin breaks the ice at home.
Joe B. had the call on Monumental. Ovi's goal coming at the 8-minute mark of the second, leading the Caps to a 4-1 win over the Sens. Number 922 on the career for the Grade 8. 999 if you count his playoff goals. And here's a newsflash. The goal made even more history. Ovi joining Gordie Howe was the only players in NHL history with as many as 20 seasons with 25 or more goals. Coming up in 30 minutes, who's left for the Ravens to pursue? And that is Stein on Sports.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
WCBM News Time, 10:06. Here's the Fox 40 Weather Authority forecast.
Your Fox 45 forecast. It is time to warm up today. Mostly sunny with highs headed for the low 50s. Tonight, temperatures will fall back into the upper 30s, turning mostly cloudy on Friday, but even milder with highs near 60. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 41 degrees in Boley's Quarters, 40 in Pikesville, and 41 in Joppatown. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Having a healthy conversation about birth certificates. Marty in Pikesville, sorry to cut you off there. You know, the commercial breaks, I don't control that. You know, when I say I got a minute, I got a minute. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but thank you for letting us in on what happened there in Pennsylvania. In case you missed it, Marty said that the state of Pennsylvania had a hacker, and the vital records department had a hard time getting him his birth certificate, but he did, in fact, get it. I would say that that's most likely a one-off, not something that you see often. When I say, is it hard to access your birth certificate, I mean, was it hard for you to navigate, say, the vital records website? Was it hard for you to afford the fee to get the birth certificate? You know, stuff like that. A hacker, obviously out of your control. But Marty, we are glad that you then got your birth certificate after the hacking situation was rectified. We do have Tori still on the line here. We'll get to Tori in just a second here. I don't know if you guys heard about Wes Moore and his Meet Out Day, M-E-A-T. But Tori Snow will fill us in on that in just a second here. I got Chris in Towson. Chris, did you want to weigh in on the voter ID?
Yes, ma'am. What it is with the voter ID, they're saying it could disenfranchise four people, but in Maryland, you need a birth certificate to get any form of ID because you need proof of age. And in order to apply for social services of any kind in all the counties in Maryland, you need to have a valid state-issued photo ID in order to even apply.
Yeah.
So people in social services are going to have an ID just for that.
Right, right. No, you're right about that, Chris. I guess, you know, do you know anyone, Chris, that has had a hard time getting their birth certificate?
No, because I was able to get mine. I get my daughter's. They were born in Howard County, so all I did was just go over to the, I think it was health department there in Howard County, and the parent can get birth certificates for kids. If your name's on their birth certificate, you can get somebody's birth certificate.
Okay, that's a good, you know what, that's good to know.
Like $25, I think, and they printed it up right there in the office and handed it to you.
All right. Well, Chris, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you. Thank you. I appreciate it. And real quick here, we got Ann in Lutherville. Ann, did you want to weigh in on the voter ID?
I do. I have a very different story. I do not have a birth certificate because I was born in a communist country. I have citizenship papers. And when I went in with everything, they said, oh, we can't accept that. And I said, well, I explained to them I don't have a certificate. And they said, well, your picture's a little blurry, and we can't tell if that looks like you. And I thought, oh, my God. So I came home, and I was going to call the Department of Immigration. But before I had a chance to do that, they actually called me back and said, we called the Department of Immigration, we gave them your serial number, and we will accept that. So I went back and got my license, but this was two trips that I did because I thought I couldn't find the original, and I made a copy on like one of those super-duper machines. Well, that still didn't work too well. And so I did get a driver's license, but it was a little bit of a hassle. But it's also a hassle not having a birth certificate because we escaped from a communist country, so it wasn't time to, you know, actually go get one. I do have a driver's license.
This is a good story to hear because I did not consider that at all. So, Ann, now everything is straight. But as you're saying, it took you two trips to go back and forth to make sure that you had to get everything in order.
And it was very frustrating. And the second time I went back, the gentleman that I asked for the manager, and he said, oh, no, we still can't give it to you. And I said, well, I'm going to contact one of my elected officials. I said, because this is ridiculous. I've been here, you know, 60 years, and I was naturalized under my parents. So, I didn't have to go through taking classes and tests and all that stuff.
Okay.
And so, anyway, I love your show, and I love
hearing
a female talk show.
Thank you, Ann. I will forward this message to my boss. Thank you, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right. Have a good weekend. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Well, there is an obstacle. See, now that's an obstacle I would think the Democrat Party could latch on to. Not this whole thing as, you know, black people are too stupid. That was not a good one. That was not working out. But thank you, Ann. I didn't even consider that. Real quick, we're going to get to Tori here in just a second. Go to WCBM.com. The poll question brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Very, very popular this morning. Those that oppose the Save America Act say many people do not have access to their birth certificates. Do you? That's the poll question. Yes or no? Do you? Because I really want to know. You know, I think that there are some people that probably do have a hard time. Right now, speaking of a hard time, Governor Wes Moore is having a hard time in many different ways. And look, it's all self-inflicted, so don't feel sorry for the guy. But I've got my friend on the line, Tori Snow, who always has the best op-eds in the Baltimore Sun. Good morning, Tori. How are you?
Good morning, Kimberly. Hey, I want to weigh in on your birth certificate.
Oh, yes. Please do.
Because I, again, like you just mentioned, there are way better arguments for against the voter ID, specifically birth certificate. So I am among a number of military children that was born abroad. So getting my birth certificate was like a two-year drama because I have to get mine from the consulate. And I don't have an actual birth certificate. I have a certificate of... it's not a birth certificate. It's something, I forget what it's called off the top of my head, but it's a whole thing. I have to go to the consulate, and it actually cost me quite a bit of money to get it. My mom won't actually release mine because it's such a hassle. I had to get my own, and it was expensive. So I were the Democrats, I would be like, what about the military kids? You know, and there are lots of them that were not born in the United States. Now, again, I now have it under lock and key because it was such a hassle, and I'm like, I'm not doing this again. So, yeah, if I were the Democrats,
that is a better,
like you
argument.
Said, wouldn't go after black people are not smart enough to get ID cards. I would say, you know, military kids and people born abroad and people that travel, they're most likely to have an issue. So, anyway, I just wanted to throw that out.
Yeah,
there.
Well, first of all, thank you, because that is a better argument for them for sure. But where were you born? What else are you keeping from me, Tori?
I was born in the Azores. So
I had no idea.
Yes, I'm technically, I could have been a Portuguese dual citizen. In fact, when I turned 18, they said you can have dual citizenship with Portugal and America. And I said, forget Portugal. I'm an American. So I flat out renounced it. Now I'm like, maybe I should have kept dual citizenship. But no, I'm an American. I don't care about Portugal.
You're American, damn it.
Exactly.
Yeah, Tori, I had no idea. I never knew this. But yes, yeah. You're right. That's a much better argument. You know what? And I found out recently Tim Tebow had the same situation.
Yeah.
I guess his parents were missionaries. So they were abroad, and he was born, I think they said, in the Philippines. Anyways, you know what? You're right. I hope the Democrats are listening to you, because this whole, like, black people are stupid.
I'll send you a voice, Democrats.
Yeah, you're the new consultant. All right, Tori, speaking of which, you got to consult Governor Wes Moore. Your latest op-ed in the Baltimore Sun, as they never disappoint. What is going on with Meat Out, M-E-A-T? Okay. What is that about?
So this is a vegan activist group, right? They actually coordinate. This is actually part of a broader campaign. They want people to stop eating meat, right? They believe that farmers are inherently cruel. They don't like the fact that our chickens weren't made in a lab and things like that. So they want everyone to go on plant-based diets. So the governor's office issued an actual declaration that tomorrow is going to be Meat Out Day for the state of Maryland. And again, is Governor Moore vegan? You've seen that dude?
No, not with those shoulders.
Dude,
no.
Exactly. That man is not a vegan. And so look, in the office, look, I was raised in a rural context from Idaho, lots of farmers. I watched, you know, my parents went out of their way to make sure that we understood where our food went from. And so I still remember, you know, my dad was fishing and we, you know, plucked a turkey when I was like 10 years old. So I think that that's important, and I just don't like the fact that the governor kind of threw our farm workers under the bus.
So this is another action where I would think that this, you know, they do these protests, no kings, right? But now they want us to not eat meat tomorrow. See, when they tell me something like this, I'm a middle child, Tori. Now I want to go to a steakhouse.
Oh,
you know,
guess who has a rack of ribs on the way? That's going to be on the grill tomorrow. Some poor pig died because of Governor Moore, because I am going out of my way. But again, look, I understand people may have different lifestyles, they may have different diets. I don't have a problem with that. I really don't. What I have a problem with is the governor leveraging his position to pander to groups in a brazen effort to build his national profile. Merrill has no business participating in Meat Out Day, especially when we have a huge economy surrounding poultry. We have a huge economy surrounding, you know, livestock and things like that. I love the county fairs. I just am frustrated that once again the governor has said, I'm going to prioritize my own little niche special interest over the interest of Maryland residents.
Yeah, and this is also very interesting. Again, we're speaking to Tory Snow about his latest op-ed in the Baltimore Sun. If you want to take a look at it, Wes Moore's meat out message, not what Maryland farmers ordered. You know, it's interesting, Tory, because he often talks about going to the Eastern Shore and being so friendly with the farmers. And yet he turns around and does something like this.
Yeah, and again, I think that the advocates are going to push back and be like, oh, come on, it's just one day. It's just one issue. You know, we're just trying to raise awareness. Okay, that's fine if you want to go and visit like a vegan restaurant or something like that. But to make a declaration to say we're going to participate in Meat Out Day because the implication is that farming is inherently cruel and the animals don't deserve this and people need to move to plant-based diets, the hypocrisy is what just had me all riled up about this particular topic.
Yeah, no, for sure. For sure. It's interesting. And like, you know, like I said, I'm definitely going to eat meat tomorrow. I don't. You know what also is interesting, too?
Are you going to cook it on your electric grill?
Hey, you know what? Don't you throw darts over this way, buddy. Okay? Just so everybody knows, Tory teased me relentlessly. Okay, because I have an electric grill and I stand by that sucker. You know what? I don't know how to do
charcoal. I will show you.
I don't know how to do it.
Charcoal grill.
I am afraid. I don't know how to do it. The electric grill is so easy. And meanwhile, it's bright red. It's beautiful, everybody. I plug it in and boom, there it is. And it's going. And I get all the little meat marks and everything from the rails. And it's a great grill. But yes, Tory Snow looks down upon my electric grill.
I'll let it slide.
Well, Tory, let people know before you go today. Let people know where they can find your op-eds and more about the Baltimore Sun.
Please stop by the Baltimore Sun, baltimoresun.com/Tory Snow. All of my op-eds are there. You can get a subscription. If you're not already a subscriber, you really should be. But you can get a $1 subscription for 3 months. It's a great deal. Lots of really good stories that are coming out. And again, most of the things that we're talking about, a lot of them come from the Sun and the great reporters over there. So please check it out, baltimoresun.com/Tory Snow, and go ahead and get a subscription today.
Well, Tory, thank you for that. And thank you for sharing your story with the birth certificate as well, because I didn't even think about those possible obstacles.
Absolutely.
Excuse me. So thank you so much. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Kimberly.
Thank you. Again, that was Tory Snow and his latest op-ed in the Baltimore Sun. Here's the title, Wes Moore's Meat Out, M-E-A-T, Out Message, Not What Maryland Farmers Ordered. And again, that's tomorrow. Brian, the producer, are you going to make sure you don't eat meat tomorrow? You're gonna eat meat today and tomorrow? Brian, the producer, just like a man. Well, you know, I don't know if I've ever had a meal. Like, yeah, of course I have, probably in the past. But, you know, not often do I have a meal without meat. I mean, even if I get a salad, say a good, you know, Caesar salad, of course I'm getting chicken on it or at least shrimp. I'm not ordering just a Caesar salad. I wouldn't be full. There's no way I could go to bed like that. I can't. That's wild. So Wes Moore would rather pay attention again to one of these lobbying organizations instead of paying attention to what he has going on here in the state. I wonder what the farmers are going to have to say about this. If you are a farmer, if you're over there in Eastern Shore, if you are formerly a farmer, if you're thinking about being a farmer, what do you think about the meat out message from Governor Moore? 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. And then don't forget to take part in our poll question of the day, because it is wildly popular. And also, Ann, thank you, everybody, for calling in. Again, I didn't have a problem getting my birth certificate, but I was born in Massachusetts, so I guess I just didn't have the issue. But there are obstacles for some out there, especially if they were not born here in America. That is a very interesting argument. But the question of the day is, those that oppose the Save America Act say many people do not have access to their birth certificates. Do you? Yes or no? Again, WCBM.com, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Excuse me. Right now, 96% of you say yes, you do have your birth certificates. 4% of you say no, you do not have a birth certificate. Very, very slim margin, but there is a margin. All right, we get back. We'll wrap up this conversation, and then we got to get into Mayor Brandon Scott and the Mayor's Office of Neighborhood Safety Engagement Fraud Investigation.
Hi, Sean Casey, and with me once again, Dr. Melissa Segev, Doctor of Audiology, Audiology Associates, When Silence Is Not Golden. Doctor, great to see you again.
It's good to see you, too.
All right, we hear a lot about tinnitus, however you pronounce it.
Yep.
What is it? How do you treat it? When is it dangerous? When is it not?
Yeah. I mean, tinnitus is a phantom sound. I can't hear it. You hear it. And we know it's real. So a lot of patients are always told, oh, you live with it. And it can be really bothersome. It can cause anxiety, depression. People can't function. So we always take it very seriously. And we're all tinnitus trained. So we're all tinnitus certified at our practice. So there's a lot of different methods. But really, the key is to understand why it's there. And for most patients, when we have hearing loss, the brain isn't getting the same stimulation it used to. So it creates it, and it's creating that tinnitus for us. Comparable to someone who loses a foot and they still feel pain in the foot, you know, the brain has to rewire it itself. And so if you have hearing loss, which is usually the most common cause of tinnitus, along with noise exposure, treating the ear with hearing aids are the best treatment options, because almost immediately patients, when they're fit with hearing aids that are prescribed for them and measured appropriately, the tinnitus ceases. It doesn't go away. We never guarantee silence, but it becomes significantly less noticeable. So on a scale of 10, if you're at like a 7, 8 in annoyance, we're going to bring you down to a 2 or 3. And, you know, you'll get so busy during the day, you won't even focus on it. And so over time, what you'll notice is that the tinnitus, there's no cure, because tinnitus is created in the brain, but there are several treatments that are so effective in helping to manage, especially in the past when everyone's been told there's nothing to do about it.
If you're experiencing tinnitus and would need treatment, or if you have a concern about your hearing, then call Audiology Associates. When Silence Is Not Golden, 410-944-3100, 410-944-3100, 11 locations in total, 9 in Maryland, 2 in Washington, D.C. That's Audiology Associates. And don't forget their website. It's AAIAudiology.com.
Looking for smart financial insight? Tune into On the Money with Gil Kuda. Hear strategies, market insight, and investment guidance for today's investors. On the Money with Gil Kuda. Saturdays from 1 to 2 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey, guys. It's Carson. Thursday on the show. The contrails in the sky are real. Yeah, I know. Crazy, right?
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
All right. Again, that was Tori Snow and another interesting conversation, the Meat Out Day, which is tomorrow. Yeah, I am definitely eating meat tomorrow, but I eat meat every day. So now that I think about it, I eat meat every day. It's not going to change. We did get some phone calls here because Tori, of course, he and I were on the phone chatting it up about his latest op-ed. But someone did ask about the event next week. That is Thursday, March 26th at 7 p.m. And that's at the Greek Orthodox Church on Revo Road in Annapolis. And that is, many people are wondering what that is, the Maryland Race for Governor Republican primary debate. So that's what's going on there. I think they have 7 candidates already confirmed. They're waiting to confirm the rest, but that's happening on Thursday of next week, March 26th. I'm a moderator. Tori's a moderator. And so is Euripsy Morgan. And the host, the MC, believe it or not, is Chris Pabst for Fox 45. So it should be a good event. WCBM, I'm going to have all our signage up there. So that's a lot of fun. And hopefully I'll meet some new people that will then tune into the show. And they'll continue to have a great conversation with us here. But that is Thursday next week, March 26th. At 7 p.m., Greek Orthodox Church on Riva Road. All right. So, I know we got the phone calls there. Back to this situation with the birth certificates. Many people weighing in. I got a ton of people weighing in, you know, even in the text line. So, let me go back to the phone lines here. I got my friend Gary in Kingsville. Gary, what's going on? I mean, how do you feel about all this with the Save America Act and the birth certificates or passports?
I think the Save America Act is vital to the security of our nation, because everybody, as usual, are getting distracted by something that is of no importance, and that is this birth certificate that everyone's talking about. I'm not saying that birth certificates aren't important, don't get me wrong, but that has nothing to do with this voting issue. Thomas Paine once said that a long habit of not thinking a thing wrong gives it the superficial appearance of being right. We have had a long habit of saying that people in this country have a right to vote. I would bet you're probably going to thinking right now, Gary, what are you talking about? Of course we do. Well, if you go to your Constitution, I always like to go back there, with that is the supreme law of the land. Article 1, Section 4 is the only article of the Constitution that talks about voting, and all it says is that decisions regarding the time and place of elections is left up to the states, period. Now, people say, well, how about the 15th Amendment? Well, the 15th Amendment does not confer the right to vote on anyone. It simply says that the states or the United States in general cannot show preference in voting to one person over another because of their race or their religion or their prior condition of servitude. So it doesn't say anyone has it right. It assumes that people will vote. But I contend that the act of voting is a privilege and a responsibility, but there is nothing that says that it's a right.
Yeah, yeah, and I think that's well. Leonard, our friend Leonard, called in about that earlier. You know, I just want to say, Gary, it is vital, in my opinion, especially what we saw even in 2020 and all these other elections. I mean, we've had Democrats in the past say that they believe that, you know, we were hacked by other countries. So why wouldn't you want to make it as safe as possible? But I'm just
by all means.
Yeah, but I'm one to think that it's.
But it's this idea of voting being a right that everybody keeps throwing up. Well, I don't need to give my birth certificate or show that because I have a right to vote. Well, that's silly. You have no right to vote. You have a privilege. You have a responsibility, but you don't have a right. So that might mean to exercise that privilege, you might have to go through an extra step or two. You might have to actually show some evidence that you are a person who has that privilege.
Right.
But you don't have that right.
Same with the Second Amendment, right? Gary, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you. God bless you as well and your beautiful wife. We get back, we'll talk more about this. Also, I got a text here from Mark. Mark says, Kim, I was born in Massachusetts. Which town were you born in? Well, we could tell Wikipedia because it's wrong, but Concord, Massachusetts is where Kim Klasick was born. More when we get back.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump is threatening Iran's energy infrastructure following its latest strikes on its Gulf Arab neighbors. Saudi Arabia says damage assessment is underway after a drone strike on its Samrat refinery at a Red Sea port. $3.88 a gallon, AAA's national average for gasoline as of this morning, and that's up 4 cents a gallon since yesterday. Former Counterterrorism Center Director Joe Kent's claim that Iran did not pose an imminent threat to the U.S. is being refuted by the White House. And a tiny Southern California desert community has tied the highest March temperature ever recorded in the U.S., 108 degrees. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is now down 454 points. That's close to 1%. The Nasdaq off 220 points. More details, srnnews.com.
High five! Up top!
Dave's company just got the 5-year price lock guarantee from Comcast Business.
Yeah!
It's 5 years of gig speed internet, advanced security, and a great rate that won't change. All from the company with 99.9% network reliability.
Heck yeah!
He hasn't given this many high fives since Deborah brought in her famous banana bread.
Yes!
The Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee. Powering 5 years of savings, powering possibilities.
And it's hurting, but I am not stopping.
Woo! For a limited time, now through March 29th, switch to Comcast Business to lock in your rate for 5 years and get a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Or ask how to get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Don't wait. Call today. Restrictions apply. New customers only. 1-year contract required for guaranteed rate. Paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account required. 5-year pricing applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees.
Now, Gary Stein on sports. As Tylan Wallace becomes the 12th Raven free agent to walk out the door, the question is who's coming in? Or better, who's still left? GM Eric DaCosta says he's still in pursuit.
I think the hunt goes on. And we are super excited about this team, where we're headed. A lot of opportunities today, tomorrow, this coming weekend.
Targets at edge rushers should they decide to pair up with Hendrickson include Joey Bosa, Von Miller, and Cameron Jordan. D-line help, in case nominee Matabike can't come back, could come in the form of DJ Reader or Larry Ogunjobi. O's news, the team heads to Tampa today to take on the Yanks at 105 with Dean Kramer taking the ball. Yesterday, the Birds took care of the Jays with a bubble pitcher stating his case. Swing and a miss, and Suarez gets it with a high fastball. And Suarez will get him. Back-to-back K's to begin the bottom of the first.
Ruthlessly for those teams.
And Albert Suarez gets Kirk, and he just struck out the side.
Dan Schulman had the call on MLB TV. The 36-year-old former first-round draft pick spinning it. 5 K's in 4 innings pitch. 1 run as the Birds down the Jays. 3-2 was the final. Now, the buzz among the Orioles yesterday was the fact that Gunnar Henderson wasn't in the starting lineup when Venezuela beat Team USA in the WBC. For his part, Gunnar demurred when he was asked the question himself, but told field reporter Danielle Pitts how proud he was to wear the jersey and who he was playing for.
Those who served and serving currently, and then also my grandfather, he passed away about a month ago, so playing for him, and this whole season's for him.
And finally, soccer history made last night in Fort Lauderdale.
Aguilon is there, cutting it back in. Lionel Messi looking for a shot, he scores! Lionel Messi, the 900th goal of his illustrious career!
Call on the Fox Soccer Channel, Messi joining Cristiano Ronaldo as the only male players to accomplish 900 in soccer history, Ronaldo with 965. And a sidebar here, Pelé is recognized by the Guinness World Record Book for scoring a total of 1,279 goals in his career. But that includes friendlies and exhibition matches. His official competitive tally is 778. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Great Eight does it again. And that is Time on Sports.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
Your Fox 45 forecast, it is finally time to warm up today. Mostly sunny with highs headed for the low 50s. Tonight, temperatures fall back into the upper 30s, turning mostly cloudy on Friday as we kick off spring, but even warmer with highs near 60 degrees. And this warming trend will continue into the weekend with highs in the mid and upper 60s. We've got a chance for a few showers late Friday into early Saturday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, bird lovers. It's the moment you've all been waiting for. Our bird food sale at Wild Birds Unlimited in Timonium and Columbia. I'm Mary Lynn.
And I'm Brian, and that's right. All of the foods your birds love. Seed, peanut, suet, cylinders, bark butter, mealworm, and more are on sale now. Drop by and see us at Wild Birds Unlimited Timonium, and now Columbia. Or shop online at mywbu.com and save while you feed the birds.
The recent changes in the law makes it more important than ever to have a safe for your cash, jewelry, and important documents. Take advice from my friend Bill and buy a safe from Crestlock.com. He no longer keeps his cash in his mattress. Crestlock.com has a showroom full of safes with fire and burg ratings. We have a full selection of gun safes too. We are located at 10015 Pulaski Highway in Middle River. Give Crestlock.com a call at 410-256-7800. We can recommend the best safe to fit your needs.
Amazon Business empowers leaders with smart business buying tools, leaving time to focus on strategy and growth. Free up your teams and focus on your future at AmazonBusiness.com.
From Reisterstown to Kingtown, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. Man, oh man, lots of people weighing in on their birth certificates. I'll get to the text line here in just a second. Many texts coming in. I got people on hold here on the phone, so I will go there first. They'll get priority here. I got Tom in Kingsville. Tom, was it hard to get your birth certificate?
No, I had to get... Now, see, I have my original birth certificate from when I was born in the early 60s, but when I had to apply for a passport, that wasn't good enough. I needed to get a certified copy of the birth certificate.
Oh, see, we heard a similar story from another caller. So he had his original birth certificate, so he had to go and get the certified copy. Was that hard or difficult for you?
No, I just had to go. I went down to the office and paid them, and they, I don't know if they sent it to me or just gave it to me, but no, it was not hard. But the point I wanted to make was, you know, when people go out on the Internet and they search, like, Baltimore County, certificate of birth. The results that come up don't come up in the order you might think. You could get a list of companies. There are companies out there that do this quote-unquote service for you. They become the middleman. And if you don't go directly to the source, the state or the county, then you go. If you go through this third party, they're going to tack on a fee. So usually when you go directly through the municipality, it's a nominal fee, $10, $15, $20. But when you go through these third parties, I heard somebody talk about it cost them $70 to get a copy of the birth certificate.
Yeah.
So you just got to be, you just got to be smart. I mean, you just have to take your time and make sure you're going directly to the state or the county. Now, if your state or county has turned that over to a third party, then you have no choice. But if you can get it directly through the party, the municipality, instead of the third party, then that's the way to go because it's probably going to be less expensive.
Well, Tom, thank you for that information because there might be people online right now looking at a third party, not realizing it could be cheaper through the state. Thank you so much. Hope you have a great weekend.
You too. Thanks.
Thank you. We'll go to Sue here in Bel Air. Sue, you support the Save America Act.
Hi, Kim. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well.
Good. I just wanted to say I really believe that this act that Trump wants to put forward is the most important bill that we have coming due. I think it will save our country in the long run. And I think that people are conflating it being difficult to get a birth certificate with time-consuming. I hear the lady that it took her two trips to be able to vote in the most wonderful country in the world. It's worth two trips. My mom and my husband were both in assisted living facilities when their licenses needed to be reviewed and renewed, and they needed to get the real ID at that time. It was so easy for me to go online, make an appointment at MVA. I went in. The woman told me exactly what I needed to bring in for both of them. I had to gather all those documents. That wasn't easy. It took some time, but I made another appointment with all my materials. I went back, and I got both of them real IDs, third party. It just takes time, and I think it's worth it, and I think it's important for our country.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I support the Save America Act 100%. I agree with you, Sue. Thank you so much. I think, some people, it is time-consuming, which kind of feels sometimes it feels overwhelming for people, but I think you're right. It's not typically difficult, but it does take the time. Sue, thank you so much for calling.
I think it can be overwhelming, but if it is, I think you just need to reach out to people, and they will guide you. I think MVA has done a great job in changing their consumer assistance in the last 5 or 10 years.
Yeah, well, I can attest to that. Yes, it has been. The DMV has gone a long way. Thank you so much, Sue. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend. And we'll wrap it up there. But don't forget, you can take part in the poll question of the day. And that is at WCBM.com, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Very simple yes or no question, because we have heard of some obstacles. Those that oppose the Save America Act say many people do not have access to their birth certificates. Do you, yes or no? And then in the next hour, we'll take a look at those results there, because, it does happen. Real quick, just along the lines of voting. Here in the state of Maryland, I don't know if you saw this announcement, but the Board of Elections is seeking public opinion on new voting machines coming to Maryland. Did you guys see this? Channel 11 does have the story. It says here, try before you buy is the approach that Maryland State Board of Elections is taking when it comes to a new voting system for the 2028 election cycle. So apparently, the public is being invited to test out a new voting machine. And Jared DeMeritis has been talking about the changes. Apparently, he says, this is a quote, here is all the columns that we can have, and this would look almost identical to what the paper ballot would be. So the new voting machine that the State Board of Elections is considering buying for the start of the 2028 presidential election cycle, Jared DeMeritis wants to know what the public thinks about them. Now, it also says that they would be spending over $100 million on the new equipment. And Jared DeMeritis says, I want to know if they like it and what their comments are before we purchase it. Did you know that we were spending $100 million on new voting machines? I guess I missed that email. I missed that memo. But, you know, some people might, you know, want to see the new machine, so I'm not going to speak for anybody else. But myself, I just know $100 million. I didn't know we had it. But who am I to count it, you know? Who am I to count someone else's money? Oh, wait, it's our money. Anyways, if you want to take part in testing out the new machines, take a listen here. March 23rd to 25th, there are three locations, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. March 23rd to 25th, there are three locations, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can go to the Hilton Hotel at the Inner Harbor of Baltimore. You can also go to the Hilton Garden Inn in Rockville, and then the Hilton Garden Inn, Kent Island Marina. Okay, so those are three locations where they're going to try out these new voting machines, March 23rd to the 25th, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., the Hilton Hotel in the Inner Harbor, Hilton Garden Inn, Rockville, Hilton Garden Inn, Kent Island Marina. So if you want to try them out, it sounds like there will be many people on site with the Maryland Board of Elections. If you have any issues or if you want to comment, I'm sure they'll be there and be happy to talk to you about, you know, what your experience has been like thus far. But they say that they're actually going to purchase a new system for $100 million. So whether the public likes this one or not, they are going to move forward with getting new voting machines. And I honestly, this is the first I've heard of it. This is the first I heard that they were even considering it. So, but again, some of you might be happy about this news. All right. Speaking of the news and maybe some people not being so happy, Mayor Brandon Scott. I've got to get into this just quickly. Yesterday, we were talking about the fraud investigation into Monzi. Isabel Cumming, the Inspector General of Baltimore, she has been dropping bombs, grenades, really, about what's been going on in the Mayor's Office of Neighborhood Safety and Engagement. Now, we are not stupid here, right? And we knew that there was something going on, a little shady business when it came to the Sidestep program or Safe Streets or all these things connected to this Monzi office. Now, this, what we found out, just, I guess it was 2 days ago this report was dropped, this is actually worse than I thought. Like, I thought it was bad, but this is worse than I thought. Well, anyways, Mackenzie Frost of Fox 45, she had a chance to catch up with Mayor Scott and ask him about the latest OIG report. And I wanted you to just take a listen. This is the first clip here. Take a listen to what Mackenzie was asking Scott about, and then take a really good listen to what his answer was in regards to the pilot program.
The latest report from the Inspector General puts the now defunct pilot program Sidestep back in the spotlight. Wednesday, Mayor Brandon Scott addressed the fraud findings.
Monzi in the city would be the victim here.
But the Office of Inspector General has been digging into Sidestep for months. In October, Inspector General Isabel Cumming published a report detailing a lack of performance metrics, making it difficult to track Sidestep's effectiveness. When we tried to question the mayor about it, he did not answer directly.
But why would this city launch a program without performance metrics in place in the first place?
So I would disagree with a little bit of that. But you're talking about a pilot, and I would say to McKenzie, we should give you some follow-up about what the intent around Sidestep was, a program that, again, has not... This is 2026. This program ended in 2024.
Mayor Scott, though, the October report from the OIG said that Sidestep did not have performance metrics. So that's what I'm asking about.
I've already answered your question and told you we'll give you a follow-up, Mackenzie.
And even Mayor Scott knew that that was the dumbest answer he could have given. It's a pilot program. A pilot program. And they weren't measuring any success, any results, nothing. They put this program out, which a bunch of taxpayer dollars attached to it, and they decided, yeah, let's just throw it out there. You know what it made me think of, too? The guaranteed income program. Remember that pilot program where they were handing new families, like, what was it, like a check for $2,000 or so? And they said, oh, there's no strings attached to it. You know what? I haven't seen the metrics on that one. Was that successful? Did that lift any new family out of poverty? Now that I thought about his response here. So wait a minute. They're pushing out pilot programs, and they're not measuring the performance. That is insane, but not shocking. You see, Baltimore is a city like not many, all right? You have the amount of incompetence that you see in the city and elected officials, and I will say that it was only been Councilman Mark Conway that has commented on this latest fraud report, okay, from the OIG, and that's because he's running against Congressman Kwaisi Nfume in the 7th District. If he was not running for higher office, he would not have commented on this. But no one else on the city council has commented at all about the findings of the OIG report. Now, you don't put a pilot program out without attempting to see whether or not it's successful. That's why it's a pilot to begin with, because you're trying to see if it will be successful. So, again, just absolute nonsense. But it doesn't end there. It doesn't end there. You know, this goes on. You know, when you're talking about Monzi and, of course, the sidestep program, I had no idea that possibly millions of dollars could possibly be tied up in all of this. Take a listen.
According to the latest OIG report, the fraudulent invoices cost Baltimore taxpayers thousands of dollars, and the findings have been referred to law enforcement for further criminal investigation. As Cummings' probe has unfolded, she has run into roadblocks from City Hall. In January, the watchdog's office received hundreds of pages of redacted documents.
My part of the job, which is to find out who got the money and whether that's legit, that's blacked out.
Then she issued a subpoena for that information, which so far has gone unanswered. And now she's filed a lawsuit against City Hall to get the details. When we pressed Mayor Scott about that, again, he doesn't see his administration as doing anything wrong.
Mayor Scott, because your administration will not comply with the subpoenas from the OIG, given this investigation or potentially conflicts with other requests for information, how can city taxpayers feel assured that fraud or fraudulent activity isn't going on with other agencies or other programs?
Well, first of all, Mackenzie, your question is just blatantly wrong.
Is your administration complying with the subpoena then?
The subpoena portion is really for outside. The other agencies provide documentation to the Inspector General probably on a daily basis. We're going to continue to do that as we always have. But for what you in particular have to understand, what we are not going to do, even if she wants us to do it, is give her information that we cannot give her based on state law.
This is bad.
Taxpayer advocate David Williams argues this sidestep report could be why there's been pushback from City Hall to fully comply with OIG investigations.
Now we know why the mayor did not want the information to go to the Inspector General, because the information is bad and is potentially millions of taxpayer dollars that have been wasted and that continue to be at risk.
As the watchdog responsible for rooting out waste, fraud, and abuse continues to dig for answers in Baltimore.
Unbelievable. If you want to check out that full report, it's at Fox 45. Again, that was Mackenzie Frost. There she was talking to David Williams, tax advocate. Wow. His responses are wild, but here's why they don't jive. Because remember, we went through the OIG report yesterday, you and I, and we talked about the two different contractors that came up in this report. When we get back, we're going to go back to that report from yesterday, and we're going to prove really quickly here, because I hope somebody in the mayor's office is listening, or at least in City Hall, we're going to prove why that answer is not sufficient. You might be able to say that for one contractor, but not for the other, Mayor Scott. Real quick before we go, did you know Town Appliance and Owings Mills is the best place for offering anything you want or need in your appliances? Their showroom is so big, it's filled with so many different appliances that you can only imagine how great all of them are. From basic all you need to high-end technology like Whirlpool, JetAir, KitchenAid, and Maytag, for more than 70-plus brands to choose from. And like I told you before, my experience with Mayer is absolutely wonderful. So helpful and happy to answer any questions you may have, whether you are browsing or buying. And right now, Town Appliance is having their 47th anniversary event, along with flexible financing options. So it's a great time to stop in. Don't forget to check out their website, townappliance.com, and look for the banner for their anniversary giveaway. It's a beautiful coffee machine, and good luck to you.
Now, here's the Mangione Minute.
Citizens are rightly concerned by the lack of financial oversight in Maryland. The money governments use comes from the taxpayers. Every level of government, local, state, and federal, needs independent oversight to provide accountability for the use of public funds. Yet, Governor Moore, Brandon Scott, and Kathy Klausmeier continue to fight for limitations on the independence of inspector generals. The Maryland General Assembly refuses to authorize an empowered inspector general to review Baltimore County's school spending. This is wrong. Taxpayers deserve accountability and independent oversight. The Democrats are wrong in their approach to transparency, and this needs to change now. Government works best when it's accountable, transparent, and mindful that taxpayers provide the money to operate. This is a message the Democrats refuse to learn, and it is a disservice to Maryland.
Listen for the Mangione Minute every week on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Have you been injured in a car accident? Don't let the insurance companies push you around. I'm the Ouch Guy, and I fight for hardworking Baltimore families. You won't see me backing down, so while you focus on getting better, let me handle the rest. Call 877-OUCH-911 for the best attorney experience. Ouch Guy is Yehoshua Beer.
Hi, Dr. Lairfield here. If fear has kept you from the dentist, the Smile Design Center is the place to go. We have a little purple pill, you'll relax and have little to no memory of your visit. Just a healthy new smile. Call me at the Smile Design Center now for a free consultation at 410-321-1100.
Previously on Casey and Company.
In blue cities led by blue Democrats, doesn't matter what city it is, their ideology is ancient, it's wrong, it's not going to fix anything. That's the reason why we need to root out the fraud and pay back the American taxpayers.
We have been ripped off, not by just foreign countries, but by our own country, by both parties taking money and spending it to addict people to government.
Start your morning with Maryland's Wake-Up Call. Casey and Company, weekday mornings at 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
All right, I know I've got many text messages coming in, and we get back from break at 11 o'clock. I'm going to go through all your text messages. I appreciate you guys choosing Kim Klasick Live every Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 12 noon. Like I said, I know you have options, so I appreciate you being here. Before the break, we were talking about Monzi and Mayor Scott's response to McKinsey Frost about the OIG report outlining the possible fraud. And I will say, I'm saying possible to be polite, but it is clear that there is some fraud here, and that's why this has been escalated to the police department. Now, McKinsey was on, as she is every Thursday, by the way, with Sean Casey, Casey and Friends, Casey and Company, excuse me, and she was telling Sean Casey that they still don't know if this has been elevated to whether it's the local police department or the feds. Okay, so that's still a question here, but it has been escalated to law enforcement. Just so you know. So a couple of things here real quick before we get back into this. Just so you know, State's Attorney Ivan Bates, he had that town hall last night about the smoke shops. He was asked at that town hall about the Monzi OIG report. He said he currently has no comment. He currently has no comment. He's playing this safe for sure. Because remember, we talked about his comments in the past about the sidestep program and Monzi basically double dipping. Somehow there were duplicate expenses and all these other things. And something here significant was the invoices with two different contractors thus far. There could be more. Well, you know, there was also a data breach with a Gmail that was receiving information about minors from the sidestep program that went out of the Monzi office. Remember we talked about that? Well, Mayor Scott did confirm yesterday when he was asked questions that person has been terminated. So whoever, you know, was involved in that data breach, that individual has been terminated, no longer in the mayor's office. Now, he didn't say when that person was terminated. Was it, you know, once this OIG report was dropped? I don't know. He did not respond to anything in detail. But he also was not asked any detail there. So, you know, I'm not going to say that he was trying to squirm out of it because that is not the case. But just so you know, that is what happened there. Now, does that mean, because remember, the OIG, Isabel Cummings, she referred that apparently to law enforcement as well, that data breach. So I don't know if that person that was terminated, they could end up facing charges later. But we'll find out more. But I just wanted to make sure I put that there. But, you know, in the mayor's response to the contractors, remember he said basically he's the victim in this, right? Monzi is the victim, and those contractors took advantage of him. So I just wanted to go back, because we talked about this yesterday. There were two different contractors that were mentioned in this latest report from Isabel Cumming. Now, this is to the fraud allegations tied to the invoices. Remember, there was one company identified as CBO1. Right. They submitted, and I'm reading right from directly from the report, submitted as supporting documents for reimbursement from Monzi, obtained the original invoices from the company shown on the receipt. The original invoices show the actual cost was thousands less than the invoices CBO1 submitted and for which it received payment. The OIG said evidence supports that CBO1 altered the original invoices and submitted the altered invoices to receive a larger payment from Monzi. So CBO1, Mayor Scott could say that they were taken advantage of, but I will say this, it is up to Monzi and to everyone that authorizes these payments to do a double check and make sure that everything matches up and that it aligns. Okay, you still have oversight. Don't say, oh, I was duped and I'm such a victim. Why didn't you do the due diligence on your end? You still have oversight, Mayor Scott. I can see where he says he's a victim there, but when we get back, we're going to talk about CBO2. Because remember, that one's a little different. Now, I know Mackenzie Frost and all these reporters, they had lots to ask him about, but I wish they would have pressed him a little bit on CBO2, because that's a different story. Don't go anywhere, because this one is getting the mayor in hot water.
Paid for by government. The 1986 to 2021 United States Silver Eagle, the first ever U.S. silver dollar minted in 99.9% pure silver and is the best-selling coin in the world. These original and historic silver dollars have ceased production forever. They will never be minted again. For a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck silver dollars are being released to the public. You can own a full pound of original U.S. silver dollar coins featuring Lady Liberty and the heraldic eagle, never to be struck again. Guaranteed. Call now to secure original United States Silver Eagles by the pound. The first U.S. silver dollars ever to be struck in 99.9% pure silver. Plus, receive a free bonus, an American collector's pack valued at over $40 and free shipping with every order. Call 1-800-560-6468 now to secure your full pound bag of United States Silver Eagle coins before they are gone. That's 1-800-560-6468.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. The Pentagon chief says the U.S. remains laser-focused on what it set out to achieve in the war with Iran. War Secretary Hegseth says the Americans aim to
destroy missiles, launchers, and Iran's defense industrial base so they cannot rebuild. Destroy their navy, and Iran never gets a nuclear weapon. Our objectives from day one.
On this 20th day of the war, the Israeli military says it has struck Iranian targets in the Caspian Sea for the very first time. And President Trump is responding to Iran's latest strikes on its Gulf Arab neighbors.
An Israeli attack on Iran's South Pars natural gas field Wednesday prompted the Islamic Republic's president to warn of uncontrollable consequences that could engulf the entire world. And Tehran followed up with strikes on its Persian Gulf neighbors, hitting gas facilities in Qatar, Saudi Arabia, and the United Arab Emirates. Earlier, a source told AP the U.S. was informed of Israel's planned strike, but did not take part. On social media, President Trump wrote Israel would not attack South Pars again, but warned if Iran continues striking Qatar's energy infrastructure, the U.S. would retaliate, and in his words, massively blow up the entirety. I'm Ben Thomas.
GOP Senator Mark Wayne Mullen's nomination to serve as Homeland Security Secretary is headed to the Senate for debate and a vote. The nomination forwarded by the Homeland Security Committee earlier this morning. $3.88 a gallon, that is AAA's national average for gasoline as of this morning, and that's up 4 cents a gallon from yesterday's price. Sell-off on Wall Street this morning. Stocks sharply lower. The Dow is down 336 points for a loss of almost 1%. The NASDAQ off 136 and the S&P trading 35 points in the red. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Just hearing the word IRS can make people break out in a cold sweat. No one wants to deal with the IRS, and now you don't have to. The good news is Legal Tax Defense has been successfully negotiating with the IRS for more than 15 years. It doesn't matter how much you owe, whether it's $5,000 or $5 million. You deserve the best in the business on your side, and that is Legal Tax Defense. Even if you're working with someone else and just want a second opinion, there is no cost or obligation to call. They can prevent levies, liens, wage garnishments, even file back tax returns. And the best news about Legal Tax Defense is they won't take your case unless they know they will reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call Legal Tax Defense right now for a free, no-risk consultation. 800-292-7875. 800-292-7875. You have nothing to lose but everything to gain. 800-292-7875.
Good morning. It's 11:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. A 19-year-old Anne Arundel County man has pleaded guilty to the 2025 killing of a garden center owner in Davidsonville. Jonah Poole admitted to murdering 67-year-old Stephen Koza, who was the owner of Tropic Bay Aquatic Garden Center. Koza was found dead in a pickup that had been set on fire in the parking lot of the business. Kylie Dakes is also charged in the murder, and her trial is set for this summer. Fox 45 reports that a late-night robbery at a Canton tobacco shop left a clerk shaken after three juveniles allegedly attacked her with a fire extinguisher and stole from the store. The robbery happened at Prime Tobacco in Canton on Monday around 9 p.m. Police audio captured the clerk screaming as officers were dispatched. The clerk, who did not want to go on camera, said three juveniles came into the store carrying rocks, sprayed her in the face with a fire extinguisher, and robbed the business. Baltimore police responded, and the clerk said the oldest suspect was possibly 14 years old, and the youngest was less than 10 years old. Stein on sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
Are you struggling with hearing loss? Do friends and family complain that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to repeat themselves? If you want to hear clearly again but don't want a bulky hearing aid that makes you look old, you need to try Atom X by Audion Hearing. The Atom X is a life-changing breakthrough, precisely designed by top audio engineers, fits comfortably in your ear, is nearly invisible, and lets you adjust your sound so you can hear conversations clearly. At home, at dinner, or on the go. And right now, you can try the Atom X risk-free for 45 days. Call Audion Hearing now at 800-741-HEAR. That's H-E-A-R for a 45-day risk-free home trial with free shipping and money-back guarantee. The Atom X is lightweight, rechargeable, practically invisible, and costs 90% less than prescription hearing aids. Don't miss out. Call 800-741-HEAR for complete details. That's 800-741-4327. Hearing for everyone. Audion Hearing.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Birds were back in action yesterday in Dunedin, Florida, taking on the Jays as Jeremiah Jackson continued his push for a roster spot.
Driven to the opposite field to right center, and it's gone. Jeremiah Jackson takes a 2-2 pitch the other way, and it is 3-1 Orioles.
Dan Schulman had the call on MLB TV. Jackson, starting at second base yesterday, hits his first home run of the spring, and it was the difference in a 3-2 win over the Jays, that final infield spot with four games remaining still up for grabs. Meanwhile, the Caps were on home ice last night. Playoff chances dimming, taking on the Senators.
Rasmus Sandin in the pull-up. Carum scores! Ovechkin breaks the ice at home.
Joe B. had the call on Monumental. Ovi's goal coming at the 8-minute mark of the second, leading the Caps to a 4-1 win over the Sens. Number 922 on the career for the Grade 8. 999 if you count his playoff goals. And here's a newsflash. The goal made even more history. Ovi joining Gordie Howe was the only players in NHL history with as many as 20 seasons with 25 or more goals. Coming up in 30 minutes, who's left for the Ravens to pursue? And that is Stein on Sports.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling.
But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
WCBM News Time 1106. Here's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a mix of sun and clouds today and a little milder with temperatures in the low 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight, temperatures falling into the mid 30s. As we kick off spring on Friday, even warmer with highs in the mid 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
42 degrees in Bel Air, 43 in Edgemere, and 43 in Ellicott City. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com.
This hour is brought to you by Timkyle Heating and Cooling, trusted local experts keeping your home comfortable year-round.
Kim Plasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning, happy Thursday. If you're just joining us, I really got to ask you, where the heck have you been? We've had a great conversation thus far. We're going to get back into the situation with Mazi just for a second. Just for a second, because we got to kind of clean this all up for Mayor Scott. But if you're just joining us, we did talk about Joe Kent. Apparently, allegedly, he is under investigation. He did, of course, counterterrorism work under Tulsi Gabbard. And then he announced his resignation. And then we heard from Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt. She said, well, he resigned because he was about to get fired. You know that whole thing? You can't fire me, I quit! Right? She's saying that's what happened. Well, anyways, apparently he is under FBI investigation, according to multiple sources at this point. And that investigation, by the way, predates the attack on Iran. And so this has to do with him allegedly being a leaker. So we're going to continue to watch that for sure. We were also talking about Mazi. We talked to Tori Snow, our friend, about his latest op-ed, the Baltimore Sun, about Meet Out Day, which is apparently tomorrow, according to King Westmore. And they don't want you to eat meat tomorrow. And it's interesting. I got a couple of text messages I'm going to read on that one from you guys. But of course, I'm eating meat. I eat meat every day. And I don't listen to Governor Moore. You know, it's so funny, too, because it's like Governor Moore is not somebody that I would even take advice from. Like, there's nothing about him and his life story, which is so convoluted because he's lied about so many different things. There's nothing about him where I would say, well, yeah, this is a stand-up guy. Maybe he's onto something here. No, I would never do what he asked me to do. I would never, never in a million years. Well, anyways, like I said, I'll get to your text messages. I did want to mention, before we get right back into this Mazi story, Mark Wayne Mullen, remember, he was tapped to be the new DHS secretary by President Trump. He was in the Senate yesterday to begin his confirmation hearings. And just so you know, Senator Don Fetterman still says he is going to support him being the new DHS secretary. But he also was there and he told an incredible story. If you want to take a look at it, the clips are floating around social media. When President Trump apparently was campaigning this last election cycle, Mark Wayne Mullen, obviously Senator Mark Wayne Mullen at the time, he said his son had suffered a traumatic brain injury. And President Trump found out and immediately got on the phone with him and asked him, you know, what can we do to help you? You know, what's going on? What's the prognosis? And Mark Wayne Mullen actually telling the story yesterday in the Senate started crying. He broke down in tears about it. If you can imagine, that was got to be a tough, heartbreaking time in any parent's life. And I thought that was very interesting. But, of course, we do not know yet which way the Senate will lean on his confirmation. So we'll make sure we keep our eye on that. Also, I just wanted to mention this in passing. I don't know if you guys saw that. It was on Citizens Free Press last night. But Russia, I guess, is trying to save Cuba by sending them oil shipments. So I wanted to just put that out there because, obviously, there is this blockade. And President Trump is telling Cuba, look, you know, we'll get you what you need. But we got to make a deal here on what's going on. And it sounds like Putin has entered the chat. and he is going to attempt to help Cuba out in this situation, which again would, I'm sure, not allow President Trump the deal that he wants to make. So remember, so many years ago, we were hearing from the left that President Trump and President Putin were like best friends. Apparently, they're not. Do you remember that sound, the audio, too, when President Trump was asked about it? I couldn't find it, but there was a reporter that asked him about his relationship with Putin, and he goes, well, we're not best friends, right? He's like, we're not best friends. The way that he said it, I don't know, I laughed for days about it, because it was like, of course they're not best friends, but the reporter, she acted like, you know, they call each other on the phone, you know, there's a little pillow talk or something, you know? The way she asked it was like, dude, what are you saying? It's still Vladimir Putin. One of the most evil guys ever to live, you know. It's just like, it's. Anyways, I just wanted to put that out there because I'm sure now Trump is going to have to deal with that situation. Also, in case you missed it, Delilah's Law passed yesterday in the Senate. Even though they're doing all this, you know, about they're going on about the Save America Act on the Senate floor. Just, you know, Delilah's Law. And we talked a little bit about this in regards to the CDL licensing. And the fact that illegal immigrants were able to obtain CDL licensing. And that's another part of this, you know, real quick on that. That's another part of this with the Save America Act. We have allowed so many loopholes. We've allowed so much to go on where you do have a situation where people that should not have access to certain things, they absolutely do have the access. And that is obviously a problem. Well, anyways, Delilah's Law was passed yesterday, which ensures all CDL holders can understand English and safely follow road signs and interact with law enforcement. And it was called Delilah's Law, just so you know, because Delilah Coleman, at only 5 years old, and she was at the State of the Union address, by the way. You might have seen her there when President Trump pointed her out. But only 5 years old at the time, Delilah Coleman suffered life-altering injuries when an 18-wheeler struck the vehicle carrying her and her family. And so now, after they found out, the person driving it was an illegal immigrant that couldn't even understand any English. And so, unfortunately, this accident was caused because this trucker didn't know what the sign in front of him was telling him to do. And that's how they ended up in that situation. And Delilah, unfortunately, is paralyzed and will live the rest of her life in a wheelchair. But Delilah's Law did pass the Senate yesterday, so that's good news. Just wanted to share that with you. Back to Monzi and that story. And I'm not going to do a whole lot here because we've got a lot to talk about. And I do want to read your text messages as well. But we were talking about the fact that Mayor Scott believes that he and his office, they are victims of fraud. And they're saying that the two organizations in which they hired, by the way, they contracted these the nonprofits they contracted, they're saying that those nonprofits took advantage of them, and they're labeled in this report as CBO1 and CBO2 because they can't actually name the nonprofits themselves. And CBO1, as we were talking about before the break, apparently CBO1 altered original invoices and submitted the altered invoices to receive larger payments from Monzi. And I said, okay. Mayor Scott could say that he's possibly a victim in that situation, but they should have done their due diligence, and that is on them. But here's where things get a little hazy. CBO2, the second organization, all right, the OIG reviewed several invoices submitted by CBO2 and found fraud. The OIG contacted the company listed on the invoice and was only able to verify one of the several invoices. The company apparently had no records to support the other invoices and provided information to Isabel Cumming supporting that several of the invoices submitted were fraudulent. And they amounted to thousands of dollars, ladies and gentlemen. So Mayor Scott saying that they are the victim. Here's the deal. CBO2 is saying, wow, so they were writing invoices at Monzi on their behalf. Somebody did it. On the other end, and you know, when it comes to Mayor Scott's office, and they submitted those invoices and paid them out. The problem is CBO2 never sent them over to begin with. Then they provided evidence to the IG showing for a fact they didn't send those invoices. So you weren't victims when it comes to CBO2. There is a problem in the office, okay? There's a fox in the hen house, all right? So that comes to you, Mayor Scott. Look, I said that, look, reporters were obviously very busy. Everybody was trying to get questions over to him because he doesn't want to answer about this. Fine. But this whole victim situation, that doesn't work here. Somebody in your office wrote those invoices. And then your office paid them out with taxpayer dollars, and it never went to that organization. It went to someone in your office. Now, this goes back, again, Brent in Parkville, thank you for calling us yesterday talking about the funeral expenses. This goes back to State's Attorney Ivan Bates' original comments. Thanks to Brent, you know, of course, we know about the state of Maryland and the fact that they do end up paying for some funeral expenses. That's the state, not the city, but the state. And so when Ivan Bates, I almost called him Governor Ivan Bates. Whoa! Ivan Bates, our state's attorney, when he said that there were duplicate expenses, remember that? Brent called in, he's a funeral director. Brent called in and said, well, it sounds to me that he's saying that there was double dipping. As in, they might have been getting money from the state to pay for the funeral expenses. And then also, possibly, taking some money from another piece to pay for funeral expenses for the family. And that would create these duplicate invoices, right? Duplicate expenses paid. The double dipping. See, now all of this is adding up, all right? Now it's all adding up. And I can see how that possibly happened. Now, again, as I noted, Ivan Bates was asked at his town hall yesterday about the smoke shops if he had a comment on the OIG report. He said no comment. I think he's playing it smart. He doesn't have to comment. His letter said it all. When he broke off the partnership with Mayor Brandon Scott, his letter said it all. He said, look, you know what? We're no longer a partner. Whatever you're doing over there at Monzi with the money, it's shady. I see duplicates. On far as expenses, that remember, Monzi wasn't even providing this information to the state's attorney's office. So the prosecutors, when they were going to court with these individuals with the sidestep program, they weren't even sending them, the prosecutors, any of the information. So Monzi, they were basically acting as, you know, legal counsel for the defendants by keeping a lot of this hush hush. This is a problem, a huge problem. And we also found out in the sidestep program, some of those on the monitoring system, some of those individuals were being paid by the mayor's office. How about them apples? I don't have a ton of time here. And so, you know what, Darren in West Baltimore, hold on for me for just a second, if you could, because we're going to go to the phone line here, but, you know, I take another call, but I want you to hold on because I want to make sure I give you more time on this, because I know you've been following this for quite some time. But I do want to go to our phone lines, our hotline here, because I've got my friend JB from Platinum Law Group, the Ouch Guy, the personal injury lawyer here in Baltimore who actually returns calls. So JB, people about lawsuit abuse and how some lawyers inflate everyone's insurance costs. Tell me why I shouldn't lump you and the rest of them.
So the reason I don't like to be lumped in with other attorneys because I don't chase ambulances. What I do is I chase justice for people who got hurt. And, you know, obviously only if it's through no fault of their own. Like last month, for example, I took a big case. Insurance company thought it was a slam dunk denial. My client was a school teacher. She got T-boned by a distracted driver. The insurance was offering pennies before court. We did our thing, and obviously I don't want to divulge too much information, but I can tell you now that she's pain-free and her kids are going to college.
Well, that sounds like real money. How do you get numbers like that when every other lawyer I hear about settles for basically peanuts?
So I treat every case as if it's going to trial. You know, obviously we front the expenses, accident reconstruction, et cetera. Some lawyers won't do that, which obviously whatever. But I also turn down a lot of cases. My office, we always take cases where someone is truly harmed. The other side is stonewalling. And that's how we win big. We keep insurance companies honest.
Well, that sounds good. Sounds like you're more of a fighter for the little guy than a typical trial lawyer. Folks, if you want somebody you love or somebody you love got hurt because somebody else screwed up, this is the guy to call, JB the Ouch Guy. JB, before we let you go, if you could just give them the best number to reach you.
Sure. Yeah, it's easy to remember. It's 877-OUCH-911, 877-682-4911. But honestly, you can just Google Baltimore Ouch Guy, and I'll answer the phone myself every time.
Well, JB, thank you so much. Got a lot of people that text in that absolutely love you. So please keep doing what you're doing, and we'll talk to you again soon.
I appreciate it, Kim. Thanks a lot.
Hi, this is Scott Jennings. You've seen me battle the left on CNN for years, and now you can hear me every weeknight at 9 as I continue to slay the liberal narratives. Join me for unmatched political insight, high-impact interviews, and sharp-witted commentary that cuts through the noise. It's my job to arm you with common sense and shape the national conversation. Don't miss the Scott Jennings Show weeknights at 9, Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, again, JB, the Ouch Guy from Platinum Law Group. Don't forget to hit him up, like I said. And I see you guys, you text in all the time. You like JB's commercials, too. 1-877-OUCH-911. Or you can just search Baltimore Ouch Guy, and that'll pop up for you, too. And he actually, his office is right down the street. I see it all the time. JB's a good guy. He's a good guy. We were talking about Monzi and Mayor Brandon Scott. And the fact that you do have a situation here where, you know, he's not the victim. There is a situation where one of the contractors at the OIG pointed out, one of those contractors confirmed with the OIG, sent proof that they did not send multiple invoices to Monzi, which paid out thousands of dollars. So Monzi, somebody in the mayor's office, they're the ones that put those invoices together. They paid them out. And somebody recouped that money. It wasn't the contractor. So Mayor Scott's whole victim narrative just doesn't work. I got a good friend on the line I want to get on here. Darren in West Baltimore. Darren, I didn't want to cut you off. I want to give you some time here. Can you believe all this?
No, you can't believe it, but this rabbit hole runs much deeper. Let me say good morning first and foremost.
Good morning.
I heard you talking about No Meat Day. Now, the CEO of the company, Beyond Meat, he's one of the biggest backers of Westmore, out of Maryland. Yeah, his name's Seth Goldman. You can look it up when you get a chance. So that lets you know where Westmore stands. You know, he's beyond being a governor.
Obviously. Wow.
But I've come to Monzi. You know, they say the cover-up is worse than the crime, Kim. And we've seen the same pattern in Washington, D.C., where some of the council persons are calling to dissolve the it's called ONZI in D.C. They took the M off of it. They call it ONZI. But nevertheless, they found out they had ghost employees, grant chase. I call them the grant chase task force, not the gun chase task force, right? In terms of the paperwork, all of it was being ghost written. And so it's not a data breach, Kim, but it really is a data reach. Because once you get the young people's name, you get their birth certificate, you get their birth date. Now you want their social security number and a student ID number. Then you can wreak all types of havoc to create, again, a paper trail to say that you provided services that you didn't provide. I remember a guy that was here in Baltimore City. He left and ran to Chicago. He was working under Andre Bunley, who's now heads up the mayor's office of African-American males.
Right.
And he was an assistant principal, and he was asking around the city if he could help fill out lunch applications. You know why he was doing that?
What?
He wanted access to, we'll say alleged, but he wanted access to the students' information. And then you can wreak all types of havoc, and that's what's been going on. And the mayor knows this is going on, you know, and this is why you have to do an audit. But it's all going to come back on him. So I applaud Isabel Cummings for being consistent and persistent. I applaud Ivan Bates for being consistent on this as well. But I think Monzi needs to be dissolved. It's grown where they have, I think, 40 personnel working in that office. Their budget is up to $30 million. And that's money that could go clearly to Baltimore City Police Department. It could clearly go to the state's attorney's office to do the job that they claim that Monzi is doing right now.
Well, Darren, let me ask you this. Great points there. Office of Male or African-American Male Engagement with Andre.
Yep.
Because I know Andre with my nonprofit. We had to do stuff in the city schools, and he was there under Dr. Thornton for a little bit. Have you heard of what this office actually does? Because if you're thinking about African-American male engagement, I'm sure that's, you know, a lot going on there, tall tasks to tackle. But I haven't heard of much of what they've accomplished over there either.
No, they work with these other groups. We Are Us, 10 Day, these groups that the mayor pops up, Leaders of a Beautiful Struggle. and they go out and do these every Monday night rally, screaming, "We all we got, we all we need." They go out and give out hugs. They go out maybe once a month, pass out some food through the Maryland Food Bank. But other than that, that's it. You know, the job is to make the mayor look good. So we saw this under Brandon Scott mentor, Martin O'Malley. Martin O'Malley's go-to organization was the late Israel Quezon and I Can't Weekend. Then Kathy Pugh came up with Ceasefire with little Erica Bridgeforth. Now Brandon created We Are Us and this Mayor's Office of African American Commission, which came under, I think, Kathy Pugh. But it's a conduit because Barack Obama and a lot of corporations, such as Michael Bloomberg, such as the John and Laura Arnold Foundation, such as George Soros, they want to give money to the city, but they're giving the money through these social impact bonds. So they're using the African American Male Commission to get black bodies for the most part. That's why I keep saying you got to get the young people names, social security numbers, and student ID numbers. Then they can make all types of money claiming that they're providing these services to these young people. And there's no transparency in it at all.
It's so sad. It's so sad. This is worse than Jim Crow, Darren. It's worse.
Well, it's blaxploitation is what it is. It's blaxploitation. I just keep asking, does this come with a soundtrack? Because, again, time you see juvenile crime going up, time you see, of course, juvenile delinquency going up, you see juvenile in terms of school attendance going up, you don't see these individuals who claim they're working with young people out there at all. So just as we saw with Safe Streets, where they were writing ghost names on the information, and all this came under Shante Jackson, and the Baltimore City Health Department commissioner at that time was Miss DeRosa, who, of course, her and her husband is tied into this computer or website that they never created for the city. And Shante Jackson is now working under Governor Wes Moore's office. So I just say it's one big criminal enterprise that the feds may have to come in and investigate in terms of, again, because they've used, again, misappropriated money that came in through ARPA and other federal dollars that's come into the city.
Yeah, the whole thing is ridiculous. And then I found out, I don't know if you heard, Mark Conway, the councilman running against Infume now, Darren, he came in the studio and we were discussing different things, but, you know, the fact that he worked under Martin O'Malley as well, planting trees. Yeah. I mean, it's just right, like the whole thing is just ridiculous.
Yeah, same thing with Mark Conway and Senator Antonio Hayes. They all worked under O'Malley, and so what they're trying to do is to give cover to Brandon Scott. You know, he's never been concerned about any of these other policies that have gone on under the previous mayors. So they're trying to provide protection to Brandon. You know, I call them fake fights. They're like Machiavellian. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're not bringing in subpoenas and indictments. They just fake fights is what they are. You know?
Yeah. Well, Darren, thank you as always. Hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you. Have a better one. Keep up the great work.
Thank you. Yeah. I mean, we joke a little bit about it, but this is no joke. All right. So I just wanted to put that out there. Hopefully somebody at City Hall is listening or in the mayor's office. When it comes to CBO1, you could possibly say you were a victim there. But CBO2, they're saying that you, Mayor Scott, your office, you guys were basically fraudulently putting invoices together and then paying them out, pretending that that money was going to CBO2. But it went from somebody, it went to somebody at your office. You got to figure that out. All right, coming up next, did you guys hear about what's going on with the Enoch Pratt Library? There's some libraries that are jet-setting on some donations.
SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Israel remains in Iran's crosshairs with multiple missiles fired at the Jewish state overnight. At least 3 deaths reported. Iran also continues targeting its Gulf Arab neighbors. War Secretary Hegseth says Operation Epic Fury is going according to plan. He says it is not a forever war. Following an occasionally contentious confirmation hearing yesterday, the Senate Homeland Security Committee today voted to send Senator Mark Wayne Mullen's Homeland Security Secretary nomination to the full Senate. In committee chair, Republican Rand Paul is already saying he is a no vote on the nominee. AAA's national average for a gallon of gas is up 4 cents from yesterday. $3.88 a gallon is the national average as of this morning. And on Wall Street, the Dow down 353 points. More details, srnnews.com.
A man on Ninja Bay. batter. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Huffman Awning Company, 5113 Bel Air Road. Call 410-685-5687. Huffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
As Tylan Wallace becomes the 12th Raven free agent to walk out the door, the question is who's coming in? Or better, who's still left? GM Eric DaCosta says he's still in pursuit.
I think the hunt goes on, and we are super excited about this team, where we're headed. A lot of opportunities today, tomorrow, this coming weekend.
Targets at edge rushers should they decide to pair up with Hendrickson include Joey Bosa, Von Miller, and Cameron Jordan. D-line help, in case Nnamdi Matabike can't come back, could come in the form of DJ Reader or Larry Ogunjobi. O's news, the team heads to Tampa today to take on the Yanks at 105, with Dean Kramer taking the ball. Yesterday, the Birds took care of the Jays with a bubble pitcher stating his case.
Swing and a miss, and Suarez gets it with a high fastball. And Suarez will get him. Back-to-back K's to begin the bottom of the first.
Ruthlessly for those teams.
And Albert Suarez gets Kirk, and he just struck out the side.
Dan Schulman had the call on MLB TV. The 36-year-old former first-round draft pick spinning it. 5 K's in 4 innings pitch. 1 run as the Birds down the Jays. 3-2 was the final. Now, the buzz among the Orioles yesterday was the fact that Gunnar Henderson wasn't in the starting lineup when Venezuela beat Team USA in the WBC. For his part, Gunnar demurred when he was asked the question himself, but told field reporter Danielle Fitz how proud he was to wear the jersey and who he was playing for.
Those who served and serving currently, and then also my grandfather, he passed away about a month ago, so playing for him, and this whole season's for him.
And finally, soccer history made last night in Fort Lauderdale.
Aguilon is there, cutting it back in. Lionel Messi looking for a shot. It scores! Lionel Messi! The 900th goal of his illustrious career!
Call on the Fox Soccer Channel. Messi joining Cristiano Ronaldo as the only male players to accomplish 900 in soccer history. Ronaldo with 965. And a sidebar here, Pelé is recognized by the Guinness World Record Book for scoring a total of 1,279 goals in his career. But that includes friendlies and exhibition matches. His official competitive tally is 778. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Great 8 does it again. And that is Stein on Sports.
I'm Kim Klasick. I want to introduce you to my friend and a great patriot, Rod Wittstedt. Rod is a United States Naval officer and has been practicing law in Maryland for 33 years.
Hi, this is attorney Rod Wittstedt. I charge a flat fee of $525 for a simple will, legal power of attorney, and advanced medical directive. That's $525. When you call me, you get me, not some junior attorney or paralegal.
Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL today to schedule a free consultation.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are looking at a warm-up getting underway today. A mix of sun and clouds with temperatures in the low 50s. Mostly cloudy temperatures drop back into the mid-30s tonight. But for the start of spring on Friday, it's actually going to feel like it. Mostly cloudy and even warmer with highs headed for the mid-60s. We are tracking our next weather maker Friday night. That's going to send us some showers late Friday night into early Saturday morning. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The excitement of Orioles season is here. Get updates, info, and commentary from Stan the Fan Charles, Glenn Clark, and others at PressBoxOnline.com.
Fired up, baby! We're fired up!
PressBox Sports, your source for Orioles, Ravens, college, and high school sports. Go to PressBoxOnline.com today.
File now with TurboTax on Intuit Credit Karma. They'll find every credit and deduction. Or your money back. File in the Credit Karma app.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturdays at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. Thanks again, Darren, for calling in. And we'll keep our eye on what Mayor Scott has to say again about Monzi and all the fraud the IG is finding. And I'll make sure that we talk about any latest details on that one. At WCBM.com, of course, the poll question is brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. It's a very simple poll question today. Hopefully you had a chance to weigh in. Those that oppose the Save America Act say many people do not have access to their birth certificates. The question is, do you? So you were just supposed to select yes or no here. Let's see what the majority said. 97% of you say yes, you do have access to your birth certificates. 3% of you say no, you do not. And we did hear some cases, even from Tori Snow, on how it could be possibly very difficult or time-consuming to get your birth certificate. But everyone that we talked to eventually did get their birth certificate, right? It wasn't like anyone was still left hanging without one. So it is possible. I just wanted to, again, reiterate that, you know, what's going on in the Senate right now, the fact that you have so much pushback when so many, over 80% of Americans want voter ID. Just take a listen real quick, if you could, because this is some of the audio that I have here. And you'll hear even Senator Chris Van Hollen talking about the Save America Act.
A marathon debate in the U.S. Senate over the Save America Act. It's a Republican bill. It requires proof of citizenship, like a passport or a birth certificate, to register to vote, and requires photo ID in order to cast a ballot in a federal election.
By requiring proof of citizenship to vote is one of the pillars of the Save America Act. Mr. President, confirming eligibility is not some newfangled idea.
Senate Republicans call the Save America Act a common sense voter ID bill to make elections more secure.
You need to prove you're eligible to work, to join the military, and to get any sort of government benefit. But under current law, you don't need to prove you're actually eligible to vote when you register.
Democrats call it a bait and switch designed to suppress the vote and take over America's elections.
Either Republicans and President Trump get the voters they want to vote leaders they want, meaning Republicans. That's what this is all about. It's not about saving America. It's about saving Republicans in the midterm elections and beyond.
Opponents include the independent, nonpartisan Brennan Center for Justice, which says half of American citizens don't have a passport and millions lack access to their birth certificates.
And millions more women whose married names are not on their passport or birth certificate would face extra steps just to vote.
According to the Brennan Center, you'd have to show those documents in person, which would put an end to voter registration by mail, online, or through registration drives. At the Maryland Board of Elections, Administrator Jared DeMarinis says they already verify identity. The SAVE Act would require them to also verify citizenship.
And this would possibly create some barriers into that process.
If it's passed into law, and it's not expected to. His message to Marylanders?
Maryland election laws are safe and secure. Our voter rolls are up to date and current. We follow state and federal laws. And so right now, Marylanders can feel confident going into the polls for the June primary and for the November general election.
In Annapolis, I'm Kate Amara, TV 11 News.
All right, so that was Jared DeMarinis, and I don't know why he's saying that, because number one, he's not sending any voter roll information over to the Trump administration, as they asked time and time again. And number two, we found out about the illegal immigrant, the superintendent that was tracked down in Iowa that used to work in the Baltimore City schools. He was on our voter rolls. Okay, so Jared DeMarinis, for you to sit there and say that our voter rolls are safe and there are no shenanigans, that's a bunch of BS, and we already know that. All right. So everybody, please say a prayer that the Republicans are able to get this done. I see that Senator John Fetterman is still not voting for the Save America Act, but apparently there's lots of meetings being had on Capitol Hill. And I don't know if they're going to be able to convince him, but we shall see. All right. Moving on from that, real quick, Marlon Humphrey, I told you guys, he's still getting a bunch of backlash. The Ravens player, is he a quarterback, Marlon Humphrey? Yeah, quarterback. And, you know, he's getting all this backlash because he posted on X that he had just landed in Palm Beach and he wanted to play a round of golf with Trump. It was just like, you know, hey, Trump, where's my president at? You know, you want to play golf? You know, kind of thing. And people flipped out. Flipped out. Now, what they don't realize is Marlon Humphrey in the past has made pro comments on President Trump, but I guess you would have to really pay attention. I've seen it only because I follow him, and I follow him because he's friends with Gussie Bush. Gussie Bush is, you know, the Anheuser-Busch kids. You know, there's a bunch of them. Gussie's at Mar-a-Lago all the time with his sisters and even his brother Peter. They're always there. Okay, I've met him there many of the times. Anyways, Gussie Bush and Marlon Humphrey are like best friends. They played football together in college. And so, they don't realize it yet, but Marlon Humphrey, I mean, he's, you know, getting all his backlash now. He hasn't said much about it since. But I would say that he most likely is very MAGA. He's very MAGA. Well, anyways, a lot of people are defending him across the country and saying, man, let this guy want to play golf with the president. There's nothing wrong with that. Marlon, there's nothing wrong with that. All right? Don't let these people bully you. I just want to put that out there. All right. If I ever get a chance to play my favorite audio clip, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. You guys might have heard what's going on with the Enoch Pratt Library System, which has been a disaster for quite some time. I told you that because I had to work with them with my nonprofit once upon a time. But did you know that they were jet-setting all over the world? And so where is the latest CEO to the Enoch Pratt Library?
Well, she sneaks around the world from Vienna to Carolina. She's a sticky-fingered filcher from Berlin down to Belize. She'll take you for a ride on a slow boat to China. Tell me, where in the world is
Carmen Sandiego?
Steal their soul in South Korea. Maybe nothing comes right off the from the Red Sea to Greenland. They'll be singing the blues. Well, they never asking, so her steal the main come from the jungle.
Where in the world is
Carmen Sandiego?
All right. The Enoch Pratt Library has a new CEO. And he's a globetrotter, this guy. But not on his own dime, on a bunch of donations meant for the Enoch Pratt Library. Now, Joan Pratt, remember way back when, she was the one that was kind of running what was going on there at the Enoch Pratt Library. And then she got kind of caught up with some bunch of stuff. A lot of it actually had to do with the Youth Fund. Believe it or not, she was a part of that whole deal with the ABC Charities and all the money they were. What was it? I should ask Darren when he was on the phone. I believe it was $2 million that it took to just hold the money. They charged $2 million to just keep an eye on the Youth Fund. Well, anyways, Joan Pratt, believe it or not, she was caught up in a lot of that stuff with Catherine Pugh and the Youth Fund. Anyway, so now you've got this new CEO, and apparently there is a whistleblower that came forward. You'll hear the whistleblower here in this clip. Because they're trying to, you know, I guess, make sure you don't, you know, aren't able to recognize their voice, okay? So they want to be anonymous. But they came forward with some shocking information on what these librarians have been doing with the donations. Take a listen.
Tonight, an insider with the Enoch Pratt Free Library in Baltimore is taking issue with spending from the leaders of the system, arguing the money isn't being used in taxpayers' best interests. Fox 45's Jeff Abel spoke to this insider. He joins us live with that person's concerns. Jeff.
We are getting a different view tonight of those Baltimore librarians who spent donated dollars last summer on international travel. Well, tonight, an insider tells us that what they learned on those trips could easily have been learned on the phone. Here at the Enoch Pratt Free Library, employees say donors deserve to know the truth about how their donated dollars are being spent.
It's just really disheartening to know what's happening on the back end, behind closed doors, that nobody is really trying to discuss.
This insider says problems at the library began to unravel when the new CEO came to town.
Hi, I'm Chad Helton, and I'm the new CEO of the Enoch Pratt Free Library.
Insiders say Chad Helton and his administration began making deep cuts in popular programs like the Bookmobile, the summer reading program, and overtime for staff members. And not long after delivering the cuts, Helton and three other librarians set out on a jet-setting summer of international travel. Last June, there was an 8-day trip to Egypt. 2 weeks after they returned, the four jetted to China. And last August, the four boarded another plane for an 8-day excursion to Japan. Back at the library, some employees were shaking their heads.
I could not understand why, on one hand, you're telling staff you don't have money to do anything, but on the other hand, you're jumping on a flight 3 times within 6 months or less, going abroad, taking multiple staff members, and, you know, people that weren't even really relevant to go. These things could have definitely been handled, like, on a Zoom call.
But the new CEO says the trips allowed the librarians to learn about other libraries, with the added intention of strengthening relationships with our international library peers.
This is the new reparations, ladies and gentlemen. I swear to you. I mean, it's not funny. Look, here's what I'll say. At least it's not taxpayer dollars. At least these are donations, all right? So let me chuckle just a little bit. But this is crazy. So the excuse here from Chad Helton, again, he's the new CEO for the Enoch Pratt Library. The excuse is they wanted to go to all these other countries to see these other libraries and how they operate to make sure that they can do better here in the Baltimore Enoch Pratt Library. Now, really funny there, Jeff Abel, I love the savagery. Jeff Abel was like, and most people are saying this could have been a phone call. You're absolutely right, Jeff. Could have been a phone call, an email. How about a FaceTime, right? I mean, a Zoom call even. Why are you getting on a flight? Well, anyways, I haven't seen where Chad Helton has had much of a response besides the, oh, we want to see what other libraries are doing. But just in case you're keeping track here, that's the last three months last summer. The group traveled 5,700 miles to Egypt, 7,300 miles to China, and roughly 6,700 miles to Japan. Now, the three trips kept the four librarians on planes for an estimated 120 hours. That's equivalent of 3 work weeks out of the office. Okay? Now, luckily, this whistleblower came forward. Otherwise, we would have no idea about this. But I want to go back to my comment about the new reparations. If you recall, state's attorney Marilyn Mosby did the same damn thing. Do you remember that? Do you remember her trips to Kenya and all these other trips that she was taking and she was flying all over the place? And then that's when she came up with the, you guessed it, the travel agency that she opened with COVID relief money. That's, remember, this is all kind of how she got caught up in all this. She was traveling to all these places with her attractive bodyguard, by the way. Let's not forget about that little T. But her attractive bodyguard. So she's going to all these different places, all these different countries. And then she's like, oh, well, I had to do that because I wanted to see what Kenya was doing as far as, you know, being a prosecutor with, you know, violent repeat offenders. That's what she said. I'm thinking, sweetheart, if we're doing something that Kenya's doing, we're not doing it right, all right? I mean, come on. I think we're a little more advanced. I think we can figure this out. But that's what she told us. Meanwhile, she's, you know, really just jet-setting across the globe when she's supposed to be the prosecutor here, the lead prosecutor in Baltimore City. But obviously, she didn't want that job. Another one. Don't forget the youth fund. Remember? Back to the youth fund. The youth fund, remember, you have a bunch of adults that decided to take these trips to these, like, remember, I think once they went to New Orleans. Remember, they were taking all these trips because they said it was like team building excursions, right? But they were using the youth fund to take the trips. And I'm like, wait a minute. Meanwhile, yes, no kids were, they weren't on the trips. No kids involved. It was a bunch of adults. They even did, remember they did like a spa trip or something? and they were doing hot yoga. I mean, the whole thing is just, it's nonsense. This is why I call it the new reparations. And then don't forget, remember Safe Streets? Yes, I remember. Safe Streets took the trip to California. And remember, they were trying to figure out why. And they were spending money. Remember at downtown locker room, they were buying all these sneakers and stuff? And they were doing it in Los Angeles. I said, wait a minute, what? You leave Baltimore to go shop at a cheap store? You could have done that at home. Oh, my goodness. Well, anyways, this is a problem. This is a huge problem. Now, I don't know if Chad Helton, the new CEO of Enoch Pratt Library, I don't know if he has any other comments here. I would imagine there's probably reporters getting their gear together right now to go to the library and ask him some questions. I'm really shocked. And the more importantly, if you heard, they canceled the schoolmobile, right? The school, the bookmobile situation. And if you know anything about the libraries, the things that they do, and I talk about the Essex Library a lot, the library, yeah, it says it's a free library, but of course taxpayer dollars are going into it, right? And this is something that is there for the taxpayers, and you should be able to use it, and there shouldn't be any issues. And I guess in my mind, when I think about the libraries, I don't think about it as a vehicle for fraud, waste, and abuse. So I think about it as a vehicle to success for the kids. And that's where the focus should be. So at the very least, I think the Enoch Pratt Library needs a new CEO. I think Chad Helton, I think you showed, because you were brand new, buddy. You're brand new, and you decided to take the donations and go to Egypt and China and all these other places. He needs to be replaced. And those librarians that went on the trips with him, they need to go also. And that's just my suggestion. And I know I was laughing through this because it's hysterical. It's like it's unbelievable, right? You laugh to keep from crying. But I have, honestly, secondhand embarrassment from the fact that this is now such a story. And don't you sit there and think that this isn't going to go viral. It is. Because it's just that stupid. And this is why Baltimore makes national news time and time again for stupidity and waste, fraud, and abuse. So, let's look forward to a new CEO. I hope they're on top of it already. When we get back, I'll read your text messages real quick. If you are ready to move more this season, walk farther, exercise stronger, stay motivated for spring activities, but your stamina isn't keeping up, I want you to listen closely. Rescue Orsine is formulated to help you feel energized and stay active without the caffeine jitters. And right now, listeners can buy one, get one free with code MYENERGY. Your body runs on ATP, and the natural energy that powers every muscle, every step. But as we age, the ATP production slows down along with endurance and recovery. And guess what? At 44, I know. I feel it. Rescue Orsine features research-backed ingredients that support ATP production at the cellular level, helping you power through workouts, get outside more, and stay consistent with your fitness goals. So all you have to do is go to res-q.com and use the code MYENERGY to buy one bottle of Orsine and get one free. Or you can call a product consultant if that's easier. 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Don't wait to spring forward with lasting energy. Shop Orsine at res-q.com with the code MYENERGY.
High five! Up top!
Dave's company just got the 5-year price lock guarantee from Comcast Business.
Yeah!
It's 5 years of gig speed internet, advanced security, and a great rate that won't change. All from the company with 99.9% network reliability.
Heck yeah!
He hasn't given this many high fives since Deborah brought in her famous banana bread.
Yes!
The Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee. Powering 5 years of savings, powering possibilities.
And it's hurting, but I am not stopping. Woo!
For a limited time, now through March 29th, switch to Comcast Business to lock in your rate for 5 years and get a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Or ask how to get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Don't wait. Call today. Restrictions apply. New customers only. 1-year contract required for guaranteed rate. Paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account required. 5-year pricing applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees.
Hi, Dr. Lairfield here. If you're dealing with missing teeth or loose dentures, we can help at the Smile Design Center. You'll walk out feeling confident, comfortable, and looking great. Call me at the Smile Design Center now for a free consultation at 410-321-1100.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey, guys, it's Carson. Thursday on the show. The contrails in the sky are real. Yeah, I know. Crazy, right?
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
She traveled this road as a child.
All right. Thank you for joining me today. Don't forget, you got Rob Carson coming up next. Now, real quick in the text slide here, Susan in Westminster says, Kim, how convenient. Many people don't eat meat on Fridays during Lent. Fish and seafood for us tomorrow. Again, at Susan Westminster. Well, Susan, hopefully you had a great birthday the other day, and that is true. So I guess, you know, the meat out that Governor Westmore is putting forth, possibly not too bad for some. Got a text here from Phil. Phil says, what a topic, Miss Kim. I can remember years ago hearing, I believe it was a very young Sheila Dixon going on about the good old boy network in the Baltimore City Council stealing for decades. Whew. Don't point fingers. Laugh out loud. Great show as always. Yeah, Phil, her credit card or gift card, I should say, scandal might have kept her out of office the last time since she's run for the mayoral seat, even though I still believe that she would have done a better job than Mayor Scott. You know, gift card scandal and all. Anyways, I do have another text here. Michael says, was it intentional to declare meat out day on a Friday during Lent? I planned not to eat meat tomorrow anyways, but now I feel very conflicted. Yeah, no, stay the course. Stay the course. If you don't eat meat for Lent, then that's great. I got another Michael here. Good morning, Kim. My question is about the voter ID. Is what about all the illegals already registered to vote in New York, California, Wisconsin, etc.? They gave out driver's license like Oprah gives out prizes and already registered. Can they still vote? See, Michael, that's a good question. But I think that's why the Trump administration, specifically Harmeet Dillon in the Civil Rights Office, they wanted the voter rolls because of what you just pointed out. And that's why Jared DeMaron is not handing that over to the administration. That's why my eyebrow is raised here in the state of Maryland. And don't forget, the DNC, yes, the Democrat National Convention, the DNC, they have now joined the lawsuit here in Maryland to keep the voter roll information out of the hands of the Trump administration. Okay, this is how shady all of this is. But Michael, great point there. Great point. Let's see, I got a couple other texts here that I'll read. Daniel says, good morning, Kim. Many sacrificed their lives for us to have the privileges of voting in this greatest country the world has ever known. So as citizens of this great country, we should not have any problems sacrificing just a bit of our time to obtain the proper identification to cast our vote. Voting should be viewed as a sacred undertaking, not a casual act. Those who are not legitimately in this country should not be allowed to vote. Otherwise, what does it really mean to be a citizen? Again, Danny, formerly from Baltimore City. I think that's a great point there, Danny. I did want to tell you guys about Mamdani and just his comments about housing, but you know what? I'll go ahead and keep this right on the show plan so we can talk about it tomorrow. It isn't urgent. He's proposing something that sounds to me like a money grab, but I'm not, you know, Zohran Mamdani. I mean, I can't believe New York City is still dealing with this, but they're going to be dealing with it for quite some time. Brian, as always, thank you for a great show. I'll talk to all of you tomorrow at 9 a.m.
Hi, Greg Talbot with Strategic Tax Resolution. Tax enforcement and defense strategies have changed a lot over the last year. After nearly 5 years, the IRS has restarted automated collections. You could be next for bank levies and wage garnishments. Ignoring the issue is not an option. Call 443-367-9000 to get protected. You have unfiled returns or can't renew your license? We work directly with the IRS and state so you don't have to. Let us use our proven strategies and experience with the IRS and state to resolve your tax issue. Qualified clients have cut their tax debt by more than 90%. How would that feel? Act now to learn the latest updates to tax relief programs. Your eligibility might not be the same. Strategic Tax Resolution, local, trusted, A-plus rated by the BBB. Call 443-367-9000. Ask for me, Greg Talbot. 443-367-9000. You've got a guy on your side. StrategicTaxResolution.com. Get relief.
This is the right choice for Maryland.